We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here for InfoWars.com. Obviously, I'm outraged just about the use of executive orders themselves. It's very abusive of constitutional powers. The fact that he has bragged through his aides to the media in Reuters that he's going to act without Congress. It's even more outrageous that he staged this press conference exploiting children, bringing them on stage with him. The same Obama who fake cried over the Sandy Hook shooting. The same Obama who released the White House photo showing him looking distraught. The same Obama who lied about the entire bin Laden account, a staged photo of the Situation Room supposedly watching the raid, the same Obama administration lying about Benghazi. But worse than that is the actual actions taken in those executive orders, and Obama's not even done with 23 of them. He's still going to ask Congress to reinstate the assault weapons ban and do even more. Now, remember the words of Obama's first chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, now mayor of the murder capital of the world, who also wants gun control. He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity to do something you couldn't do before.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Now, it's on record the Obama administration's been pursuing gun control all along. I did a top 10 list of the actions of his previous administration. Also, Senator Feinstein was amassing legislation to reinstitute the assault weapons ban at the time of the election, and they were waiting to use the appropriate crisis that became Sandy Hook. So let's just remember, they always wanted to exploit a good crisis, and that's what we've seen now. With that in mind, at least two of Obama's executive orders on gun control institute a brainwashing mentality. Remember that Eric Holder, Attorney General, said in 1995 he wants to brainwash the American public on guns the way they did with cigarettes.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And here inside those 23 executive orders are two political campaign propaganda points. One to launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign, and another to have a national dialogue on mental health with Kathleen Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, and Arne Duncan, the education secretary. Now, Obama, of course, has announced he's looking for ways to act without Congress, without having to even ask for permission to infringe upon the uninfringable Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. With that said, look at how he's exploited health care in his executive orders. Here it is in the Weekly Standard. Obama asked doctors to help deal with guns. And he reminds them in several different executive orders, as many as seven executive orders could be put in this category, where he reminds doctors that they're able to report on suspicious activity. They're able to ask their patients if they own guns and if they have guns in their homes. They're able to flag people for threats against, for violent threats, report them to authorities. And what they're doing is building a mental health database, flagging people for potentially unstable behavior. Obviously, we don't want crazed people going out in society and shooting up crowds of people. At the same time, we want to maintain due process, and we don't want to create a snitch culture where the entire Obamacare apparatus is used to spy upon Americans, which is all dangerous for the sake that we've seen what they do with the terror watch list. Once you get on it, doesn't matter if you've ever done anything wrong, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get off that list. And we've been told more lists are coming. Rahm Emanuel said in this clip, no fly, no buy.
If you're on that no fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
He was at the Brady Center and said his number one priority was to get people on a no buy gun list, that you lose that right. That was under the context of terrorism, but it's going to apply to mental health as well. And we've seen Chuck Schumer in the Senate and others trying to introduce that legislation.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 17th day of January 2013. We're going to go to break and come back. This is a full mobilization by the federal government under foreign control to absolutely go hysterical and attack the Second Amendment at every level, including extrajudicially. Mayors everywhere, this has just went up at InfoWars.com, are announcing that they're going to lean like the mafia on gun dealers, gun manufacturers, you name it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are go. We are launch. It is the 17th day of January 2013. And while we're busy watching the globalists go after our guns, they are stealing $85 billion of taxpayer money a month and giving it to the six private mega crime syndicate banks who are offshore and tax-free. $85 billion a month for derivatives. Frauds they created. Hey, instead of going to jail, you just get the taxpayer money and get to run everything. Same thing in Europe. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got some incredibly serious news to report here for you. What we're facing is mafia tactics. And I wrote an article this morning with Paul Joseph Watson that just went up at Infowars.com that goes over all of this. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers. But it isn't just this mayor. There's a bunch of other mayors, and there's people like Chuck E. Schumer and people like Rahm Emanuel and Dianne Feinstein and Michael Moore and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who've all been calling for what Bloomberg's done, suing gun manufacturers, suing gun dealers, suing gun shops. Now they're just saying, we're going to pull city investment funds out of any companies, and we're going to harass gun shops, and we're going to do all this. I mean, it's mafia. If you don't go along with us, it's called good old-fashioned muscle. You ever seen Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas, based on a true story? That is exactly how these big city crime machines work, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They are oily gangsters involved in all sorts of crimes, but they're above the law because they run the system, and they want the people disarmed, period. And we have President Obama in yesterday's speech. We have a video up at Infowars.com. We break all this down, titled President Obama Responds to Alex Jones. That's clearly what he's doing. And others saying, hey, there's no tyranny. We're not coming after your guns. The people that are saying that just want to make money. Unbelievable. Remember, this is the guy saying he would never come after our guns. Here's that clip.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
You're a liar. All right, that's it.
The only way we will be able to...
The only way is for the, quote, supporters, conservatives, to stand up and do the right thing. And I'll get it done for you because you asked for it, little kids. High five. The most exploitive garbage I've ever seen. Totally transparent. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Now, we now have the 23 executive orders, and it is an unbelievable nightmare. Natural News does an analysis. Aaron Dykes does an analysis. It's all up at Infowars.com and our auxiliary site, if you can't get to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got a clip of this mayor we're going to play in a moment, but they're saying, listen, we're going to shut down your businesses one way or another unless you do gun buybacks every year and a half, 2 years, which they've always done gun buybacks in the news worldwide before they then register, before they confiscate. I mean, they've taken guns worldwide. They've taken guns everywhere these big city crime bosses run things. So we know their goal. I mean, they've introduced bills to do it before. They've said our goal is civilian abolition of firearms ownership. That's the UN UNIDIR Treaty. And those of us that are informed and actually read and know how the world works, we're going, hey, lemmings, wake up. They're coming with the guns. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. The government told me it's reasonable for the kids. And we're like, hey, mobsters, we know you want our guns. That's right, Mac, and we're going to get them. That's what's so frustrating about this is they still play this game. We just want some reasonable stuff. And then just like the Obama health care plan, a bunch of these executive orders and the bills they've now introduced are nebulous. It's like, yeah, it's up to the ATF's discretion. You come in and register them, and we may do a forced buyback. No big deal, though. I mean, it says in Feinstein's bill, that's the chief one that they're trying to pass. We've read it on air, written articles about it. It's been national news. It says, just as a footnote, and we may do a forced buyback, too. Never mind about that. But this gives us that power. We're like, hey, this bill has death panels, says it'll double the premiums and will bankrupt everything. It's a takeover healthcare plan. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Doesn't say that. Yeah, here's a subsection right here. No, it doesn't. They pass it. Oh, of course there's death panels. Of course we're going to double your premiums. I promise no payroll tax will go up, no other capital gains tax. Nothing will go up on anybody making under $250,000 a year. Capital gains tax for everybody went up. There's a total investment tax. Almost 4% on top of everything else. That's on after-earned money. Unbelievable. Totally unconstitutional. Payroll tax, 3.8 on average. I keep going here if you want me to. Everybody knows you're getting your paychecks now. I mean, people are real mad. In the last 3 days, most people get paid every 2 weeks. You got your first 2 weeks. Most people got their first 2 weeks. Some of them are going to be getting them today. Oh, people are mad. I'm already seeing it, people. The tweets are going out. People got their check this morning, and they're like, what is this? What is this? Oh, and everybody, all the major chains, all the big stores are announcing, nobody gets 40 hours anymore except the manager. Everybody else gets 25 because Obamacare kicks in above 29 hours. And that way, if you get a couple hours overtime, it doesn't go over 29. Boom. And people are like, what's going on? What happened? But see, they're going to say unemployment's going to go down because they'll count each new job as new people. This is how the mafia operates. So the average person's going to get two or three jobs now. They're going to go, look, there's more people getting hired. They'll just cook that number. Real unemployment's above 20%. Every major economist has said that for 4 years. They say, hey, you know what? Unemployment's down at 8-something. It's all about, these are gangsters. It's just like in Goodfellas, where the mobsters are in the bar beating people up, not paying their $5,000 tabs for parties. The owner says something, so the one out of control gangster beats him up. This is based on a true story. Why it's such a good gangster movie, because they were all convicted of this in court when one of the major crime families got brought down. In fact, I read the book back at the time when it came out, like in 1990. I was so impressed by Scorsese's movie. I think it's his best movie. But the point is that they go to the head gangster and go, well, just take over my business so he won't keep robbing me. So he goes, okay. And then they take everything. And they leverage out the business with all this debt that they put on him and then take everything he's got on top of it. I mean, they're gangsters. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all these guys. If you watch how they act, their histories, what they do, the deaths around them, they're good fellas. And they're going, oh, look, we got the kid right here, a nice little kid. Hey, little Sammy, I'm going to take the guns for you, kid. All right, go around the back there. I got some free dresses for you. She goes and looks and sees guys getting ready to kill her. No, I don't think I'll take the dresses. No, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't believe the people to warn you about me. You want to get in business with me. I'm going to take good care of you. I mean, and then, look, I'm up here. Nobody else has got the nerve going, listen, criminal gangsters, I know you're a tyrant. You're a scum. And Obama is responding. The Washington Times goes, I hate to quote, the conspiracy nutball, Alex Jones, but this is tyranny. I got an article. I mean, even the Washington Times can't come out and call this tyranny when it's staring at you in your face. People are like, I don't know if these are good fellas. I don't know. They might not. Really? You don't know? You don't know? These are good fellows with nuclear weapons. These are good fellows with the big red one. These are good fellows that control our military, the drones, everything. And only a full understanding they're pure criminals will stop them. And by the way, that's already happened. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Obama needs this gun thing as a fight where he can restrict guns while making us, he's on the offense. See, he's been on the defense. He's gone on offense now where we got to go defend the Second Amendment while they loot $85 billion a month, just one of the dozens of ways they're robbing us, while they pass more regulations and shut us down, while they ship more jobs taxpayer paid for overseas. While all this, while the total meltdown happens, while the federal regulations, home inspectors roll out, power plants being shut down, massive layoffs, they're going to push for total amnesty. Republicans are saying they're going to go for it because they're bought and paid for by the same foreign banks, the real mafia dons. Obama and people are just regional capos. That's all they are. They're capos. You take the mafia analogy, that is not an analogy. That's what they are. The command structure, National Security Council, all of it. They just happen to be a mafia of perverts and scum and pedophiles. I mean, they're just the worst of the worst of the worst. The globalists don't let you in unless you are nasty. Little parties with kids, women. There's always coming out devil worship ceremonies, you know, with Dominique Strauss-Kahn and a bunch of hookers and a bunch of world leaders. That's nothing. That's like okay, you go and have orgies with hookers with 200 people. We might trust you. Okay, you rape a kid, we'll start to trust you. Now, shoot that kid in the head. It's like all gangs, they have initiations. Go knock that old lady in the head, you're a made member of the Crips. We've got a group of vicious criminals running this country. And I've got the nerve to tell them they're criminals because I'm not going to be their slave. They knew Texas would stand up to them. They've profiled America. They've tried to take over Texas before. They know it ain't going to happen.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
I'm going to be honest with you. So the whole radio crew, Cyrus, we just spontaneously locked hands and prayed to God for guidance and protection in these times.
When you dig my grave,
the globalists have dug our grave. They've dug America's grave. They want us to be an example of a nanny state tyranny worldwide, not a beacon of freedom. And they will wrap themselves around those little children. They will use them as their front to sell evil. And those of us that have discernment are completely freaked out by what's happening. It is not fun to have to face down these gangsters, but it's what has to be done. No king but King Jesus. We are not going to bow down to these tyrants. These are horrible people that know the vaccines are killing people. Obama says we haven't given any solutions to the killing, which they probably conducted. The evidence is pretty damning, especially in Colorado. We know they stage other mass shootings, Operation Gladio in Europe. We know they stage Fast and Furious that killed thousands. So they're prime suspects. But they know full well every one of the real mass shooters was through cultural copycatting, where they put mass shootings in all these movies. The last Tom Cruise movie had one in it. Came out right on time. The media hypes it constantly. They do these drills everywhere in every town and city, getting it into everybody's mind, where when there are unstable people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that the insert says makes you engage in homicidal mass murder activity. I mean, we've shown you the inserts. They all say the same thing. Paxil, Luvox, Prozac. I mean, I don't want to get into any names, but I've had friends who, you know, had a divorce or whatever, and they said, okay, you're having trouble doing whatever, you know, we're going to put you on Xanax. And they just turn into complete zombies. I've known people put on Luvox and stuff who just are totally screwed up. And, you know, I knew instantly a few months ago, we hadn't had a cop killed in years, thank God, here in Austin, that a guy for no reason just walked up and shot a cop in a Walmart. They said the guy was walking around like a zombie with a gun, and in the first reports, and just shot a cop who responded in cold blood, and it turned out he was on a bunch of Xanax. I mean, this is a no-brainer, and then Obama gets up there on television and says, hey, it's these gun owners. They're the problem. It's these gun manufacturers, these gun sellers, and we're going to lean on them until they shut down or stop selling semi-autos. And then I'm watching CNN right before the show starts. We have it on to monitor enemy transmissions. There's like another police chief on there going, we need to ban all the handguns, not just... They're coming for everything. And they're going to use the full weight of Homeland Security, now admitted. I had their manuals years ago. People are like, how did you know, Alex, that they were going to use Homeland Security as an anti-gun agency? Because they've been training for it. They're just unveiling it now. It's like in the old days in World War I, World War II, they'd show a big ship being built. It'd be behind these big curtains in a giant dock, in a giant dry dock, and they'd pull back the curtain with the press, with the film cameras rolling, and then they'd cut these big ropes, and then all of a sudden it would, or they'd have explosives detonate, and these big rocks would fall down, and the big ship would slide into the water. I mean, they just pulled back. I mean, like, there's a big ship behind there. I've been behind there. They've done it over and over again. They're blueprint. They're coming for our guns. Uh-oh, here we go. Boom, pull back the curtain. The ship's now gone in the water. It's on. And Paul Watson is such a prodigious writer. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. It's not going to end well. And that's Gloversville Mayor Dayton King. Oh, yeah, and they're going to call us terrorists. They've been telling police, we're going to get the guns. When they fight back, they're terrorists. And you go to the urban warfare drills. I've been to countless ones. This is a long-term project of the globalist, getting units of police and military ready. Most of them have been compartmentalized, aren't part of it. You've seen the footage of my police state films with guys that look like my farming relatives. John Deere hats, overalls. They'll even have kids with them in the drills. And they kill them. They practice killing farming people, okay? And, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but when the Army and the Marine Corps have been training for at least 15 years that I know to take on Hank Williams Jr., because we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, we live back in the woods, you see, with the woman, the kid, and the dogs and me, we say grace, we say amen. And, you know, if you don't like it, well, you know, we're not going to go along with it. You can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. And that's the target of a foreign banking takeover. They're in New York, Chicago places. They see all the yuppies, all the soft, scared people. They're like, good, we got control of this. But they see Americans going, we know you're criminals. We know you're globalists. They're telling the cops, there's no New World Order. Nobody's coming for the guns. There's no Federal Reserve. Now, there is a Federal Reserve. We are run by foreign banks. We are in a world government. And those that don't accept it are terrorists. And they got all these TV shows where the founding fathers are terrorists on television. We got the sheriff coming up in Kentucky who's standing up to this.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
A few days ago, it was very touching to our viewers and listeners. We played some clips of a county meeting that Sheriff of Jackson County, Denny Payman, was at. He was at the public meeting, and he said, look, I would be ashamed if our founders were here who fought so hard and gave so much up so that we would have the birthright of the Second Amendment. I would be ashamed that we're even discussing this. And that's absolutely right. That's the perspective of an informed American. But then you get all these globalists, all these corporate front men up there all over television. I was just back there during the break monitoring CNN, and they're like, saying again, we've got to take the handguns, too. We got to take everything. We've got mayors and we've got U.S. senators like Chuckie Schumer saying, we'll just have audits. We'll just harass. We'll just shut down, outside of law, gun shops unless you only sell single shots. And we have clips of that. We have all these articles up at Infowars.com right now. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun rights. Financial terrorism, firearm sellers to be blackmailed into conforming to gun control. I mean, this is just Goodfellas mafia tactics. They want a confrontation. They've been training for it, especially since Obama got in. They've been trying to federalize the police. Police sent us the training manuals. MIAC, Homeland Security, saying gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, that we were, quote, terrorist and the number one terror threat. Remember that 3.5 years ago? Well, now they're just going public with that, and they want this confrontation. Mayor Bloomberg told Obama yesterday, he said, defy Congress. Executive orders, make people turn them in now. And then here is another key report before we go to the sheriff. This is also up at Infowars.com. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation, expressing his opinion to the New York SAFE Act. Gloversville Mayor Dayton King is sensationally warned that any federal gun confiscation program could lead to Waco-style standoff in rural areas of America. And we're going to be going over that, and I want to get that mayor on ASAP. The point is, there are so many old veterans I know, especially, who understand tyranny, and they are not giving up their birthright. And again, most police chiefs and people are constitutionalists. They're good men and women. But a lot of them, the state police and others, were going to follow orders, and it is going to cause a civil war. I had Ron Paul on last week, outgoing congressman. He said, yeah, it's the line in the sand. He said, undoubtedly, he knows they're going to start raising taxes and things, too. There's going to be tax rebellions. And he said, when they come for the guns, it's going to kick off a war. And they're going to call us terrorists. Okay? Now, me, I'm not here saying I'm offensively going to do anything. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm not trying to be macho. I don't want a war. But I'm telling you something. They're going to start it, and we're going to finish it. That's where this is going. And I want to take you now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. He was the first sheriff. Now it is dozens of them. Rand Paul vows to torpedo Obama executive orders. So we're going to fight peacefully. They know we're going to beat them peacefully. That's why they're trying to say we're just going to go shut things down if we feel like it. Lawlessly. I mean, this government is crazy. These so-called liberals are a bunch of authoritarian freaks. I've studied history. They did this in Russia and Germany, and folk. The Germans did this to the Jews in their businesses. Just outside of law, started harassing them. And folks, I mean, this is not going to go well. Many more sheriffs vow not to enforce federal gun laws. Oregon law enforcers lead national fight against Obama gun grab. We've got Texas sheriffs doing it. We've got congressmen from Texas saying they're going to start impeachment. I had Toth on yesterday, the state rep. And the legislature's racing. He's talking to the attorney general. They're going to pass laws saying you can't do that in Texas. And that's constitutional. So I'm going to move now to Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. I wanted to give him that briefing. I know he's probably aware of all this, and talk to him because he's the first to go public. And, sir, why were you the first to stand up from the great state of Kentucky and all 50 states and say that you're not going to be involved in gun confiscation?
Because it dealt with my county. It dealt with the people that I have swore to protect. It was, you know, it's when I first got word of it, a friend of mine came in and showed me what Obama would say and what he had said. And he said, man, what would you say to that? And I said, we're not going to do it. He said, would you say that publicly? And I said, yeah. I said, I believe that. We're gonna stand by that. I'm not going to disarm my people because they need these guns for protection because it is their Second Amendment right to have guns. And I'm not going to have, you know, the government come in and tell us, no, you're not. And so that's where it started.
Can you elaborate, because it's very touching, it sounds like you're about to break down, but you controlled yourself. When you talked about the founding fathers, it sounds like you know about that history a little bit. Can you repeat what you said to your constituents?
Yes, I stood there, yes, and this is an emotional topic for me because of the price that other people paid that we take for granted to flippantly talk about these issues when it's something that really doesn't even deserve to be talked about. It should already be taken care of. And it's something that we were in this meeting, and I said that I was embarrassed to have to be at a meeting like that. And I was ashamed if our forefathers were to be able to see and to hear what we were talking about and what the government is doing now. You know, how would they feel knowing what the price that they paid that we could have this freedom and how we were just letting the government, which they designed the Constitution for us. They designed the Second Amendment for us to protect us. And we sit back and just let them push back and mold that however they want. That's like taking the Bible, and let's just say either you believe it or you don't, but let's say you take it and you mold it to suit you, and that's usually what people do. That's the same thing they're doing with the Constitution. They're just going to mold that, they're going to tweak that, they're going to use it other than what it was meant for to suit their purposes, their desires, the direction that they want it to go.
I know you've seen the FBI crime statistics that are gathered from local communities, some of the most accurate government statistics out there. 21% violent crime reduction the last 16 years. Most of that dropped since 2007. And then I saw the number at FBI.gov of in the last 20 years, a 49% drop in crimes using firearms. Anybody can go look these numbers up. And what's amazing is that the mainstream media will not talk about that, and they don't want the big secret that as gun ownership has skyrocketed, violent crime has gone down because criminals are scared to death to home invade or carjack now, except in areas run by these big city mayors where they've taken the guns.
That's exactly right. And that's what I've told people, and that's what, as we talk here, I mean, we live in a rural area, and sometimes it's 30, 45 minutes before I can respond to somebody on our north end of our county. But they're calling me, and they're talking on a cell phone, and, you know, how can I disarm somebody when I tell them I'm 30 minutes away, and there's two guys kicking their front door 2 o'clock in the morning, they just woke out of a sleep, and they're depending on me to get there while these guys are coming into their house. I would much rather them have a handgun, a weapon of some kind, not necessarily a handgun. It could be an AK-47. I really don't care, as long as they can protect what's theirs and protect themselves. And, well, you know, what's happening right now is, you know, all they've done is just paint this a different color. All they've done is to crack the door a little bit to see what they can push through later. They've crammed these apples down our throat. Now they won't go, so now they're going to paint them. They're going to put something else on them, some caramel, and try to cram them again. And that's what the people, I can only speak for the people in my county and the people I'm responsible for. Half our county are better, packs guns daily. We don't have shootings and stuff here. We had a shooting here not long ago where a guy was stealing a guy's stuff and he shot him. We've had guys, other people that were shot. But you know, we don't have guys go kicking doors on people they know are armed.
Well, that's right. In fact, where I live in Austin, the only place that you see people getting robbed is mainly the illegal immigrant communities, because folks know they're likely to not have guns, and so the criminals feed on them. I mean, home invasions, I've seen the national crime maps, I know you've seen them, it's almost non-existent carjackings, home invasions. People don't walk up in Texas, in most areas, try to rob somebody in a shopping market parking lot, because most folks are packing a gun in their purse, even if it's a woman. And then I read about Chicago and New York. You know, Chicago, 530-something deaths last year, yeah, of citizens being fed on, and they have a total gun ban for the citizens in the city, and wonder why every criminal in the country goes there, because it's their happy hunting ground.
Yeah, it's free food there, you know? It's a free lunch. And that's like here, or anywhere else, you know, just like in the shooting inside the theater. What if everybody was armed in there? Do you think the guy would have come in? No. You know, and if he would have come in, how many would he have got? I'm pushing here to arm our teachers. Because if I'm sitting at the bottom of the hill, which from our high school, and they call me and say, Denny, he's coming in the room. I've got 30 seconds to get up there, get in the room. He's already killed 30 students. But if I have a teacher up there, he walks through the door, he could take him out as he walks through the door. How many people are going to be doing school shootings? They're not, because there's no glory in just getting shot walking in. What they glory in is how many they left dead.
Well, we need to profile these people. I've done a study of it, and I know police have as well. Almost every shooter, Harris, Kleibold, the Batman guy was into the occult, the guy that killed his mom with a hammer and then got the illegal AR-15 because he was a felon. Why was he out of jail? He was a devil worshiper. Lanza was reportedly a Satanist. That's mainstream news. They are goth. I'm not saying all goths are bad. The point is they are goth, Satanist, into shoot 'em up video games, who are in the psychiatric system on psychotropic drugs in almost every case. I mean, the drug insert, Sheriff, says it can make you do this. Why didn't Obama mention not putting unstable people on Prozac?
Exactly. Exactly. They don't, you know, they don't want it. Just like if there is a shooting, just like the shooting in West Virginia that was big, was blown up. They don't talk about the shooting where a guy came on and only shot two people. And then they go back and check these guys as to why they were doing it in the first place and find out that they were raised in these video games that desensitize them to that. So when they're in that shooting mode, they're just playing another game.
It's incredible. I want to bring up what the mayor was talking about. I read you that headline here. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. I mean, they knew when they put all these psychiatric drugs in schools and then made them victim disarmament zones, there'd be shootings. This stuff didn't go on until the 80s and 90s. Even though overall crime's going down, violent crime, this is going up because the media hypes it. There's mentally ill people. There's these video game head Satanists. This is really cool and fun for them to go and do this. Are you? What do you think is going to happen, Sheriff? And again, the sheriff from Jackson County, Kentucky, Denny Payman, joins us. What do you think is going to happen if they give state police the order to, okay, we've got undercover reports that, you know, this guy out here's got 15 guns and he's a veteran, he's refused to turn them in. What's going to happen when they go to try to take the guns, and then let's say the first 100 people turn their guns in. If you got 160 million gun owners and 1% refuse to turn them in, that's 1,600,000 people that are going to fight back. What do you think is going to happen there, Sheriff?
I think that they're going to have a civil war on their hands, because I know people well enough. They're going to go bury whatever guns they have. They're going to hide them. They're going to put them, but they're going to put them where they're easy access for them. And they're going to come say, yeah, search my place, take away whatever. But when it comes right down to taking it from their hand, it'll never happen. These people will fight back. Because they, you know, people will fight over a lot of things, but the number one thing they will fight over is their firearm. They will not, because they know that is their last, very last line of defense. If you got a guy 60 years old that's a veteran, and he's crippled up from his service and what he's done, and that's all his last line of defense, that's what he's going to do. He's going to fight you for it.
So what do you think the social engineers are thinking? I mean, Ron Paul, everybody said what you've said. And then I told Piers Morgan, you're going to start 1776 again. And he spun it like I'm saying I want that. That's the last thing I want. But they're pushing and pushing. I guess they think they're going to be able to initiate this. They're already saying Obama's going to be the new Lincoln and he'll crush the states. I mean, I think these people are on megalomaniac power trips.
Yes. What it is, it's a bully tactic. And what they're going to do is they're going to bully first, you know, verbally. Then they're going to try and stretch their muscle a little bit to see. Because they think, you know, they got all these trained troops and stuff. But I'll tell you what, there's more people trained here than what we have in our full military. You know, in the United States, there's more people that are trained that shoot casual shooters. People that, you know, and they're going to fight back. And once, I'll tell you something. Once it started, I've looked at a lot of people here lately. I've talked to a lot of people. They've got the look in their eye. I've had enough. They're not going to take this too. You know, our employment is down are up to where people aren't employed. Prices are high. People are thinking, you know what? What do I care? And they go to try to take somebody's gun. They're going to have more than a civil war on their hands. It'll be so much worse than what it ever was before because, you know, and here, if you've got, say, just in any part of the United States that you come in and you isolate an area and try to get the guns, the wars are not going to start there, but the American people will come to you. The support that I've got just over the United States from fellow officers, retired officers, veterans, all these people that are coming together right now, they're all willing to fight.
Wow, you've really done your homework. Because what you're saying is absolutely historical, and here's the thing. We don't want this, but they've taken our sovereignty. They say our military's under NATO, UN control. They tell Congress that to their face. Obama's shutting down power plants everywhere. Power prices are exploding. To wreck America, he paid to ship General Motors to China, $22 billion. This is economic warfare, to shut us down, to put us on welfare, to domesticate us. And they brag and say that, and Americans know that, and they know everything's been taken from us. Obama said it 5 years ago in a secret meeting with his million-dollar donors. He said, they're bitter clingers, but don't worry, I'll get them in the second term. They call us bitter clingers. They hate us because we love God. They hate us, and they've taken everything from us. All we've got's our guns left and our Bibles, and now they're taking our churches, saying the Catholic Church and others are going to have to pay for abortions. These people are crazy.
Yes, they are. And there's not the same blood that runs through them as that runs through the rest of the core of America. It's not the same blood. They'll find out what that color of that blood is because they've showed it before.
That's right. So, again, Sheriff, it sounds like you've really done a lot of historical research. I think of all the police I've interviewed, except for maybe former Sheriff Richard Mack, you are the most informed about history because everything you're saying is exactly how it's going to go down. And is there any way to stop it?
even, you know, biblically and looking into, you know, a lot of stuff is going to come to pass, but even the stuff that came to pass, they didn't lay down, you know. And does it mean come to pass? Does that mean in our generation or the next year? We're only responsible to take care of ourselves and the next generation. It's the next generation's responsibility to take it there. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, these different things, you know, the end times and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it could have been end times in the 60s, but people fought back. It could have been in the 70s or 80s, you know, but now we're in 2000. You know, only God knows the exact time that, you know, he will return.
Wow.
And,
no, it's like Nineveh got a 100-year reprieve. You're right. God helps those that helps themselves. He gave us a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have, I mean, this could have all been over 1,000 years ago. It could have been over 200 years ago. But he also gives in man the freedom, the freedom and, you know, desire to do what's right.
Well, I'm in, God bless you, Sheriff. One more segment with you. Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman. This is the kind of sheriff we need in every county in this country. Jackson County Sheriff, hailing from Kentucky, Denny Payman is our guest. You can hear his historical understanding of this. Man, when I look at the oily mafia types, the anti-gunners, and their statements they're making about, we'll just shut your gun shop down without a law. We're just going to, I mean, I'm going to play some of these clips in the next hour. I can't believe they're moving this fast. Sheriff, what is your gut that their game plan is? We know it's a full-out assault. Homeland Security is now not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the American people. They're saying that. It's for conservatives, libertarians. What do you think in your gut is their full game plan and what they're planning?
What it is that I feel is what they're doing now is they're going to see what the American people will tolerate. They're kind of trying to crack the door a little bit. They're going to throw some stuff out. They're throwing stuff out that we're going to balk at. We're going to buck, and they're going to pull back, and they'll say, okay, let's try and find a medium here. We'll give some, you give some, and everybody's going to be happy. What the American people are doing is they're going to give some, and all they're going to do is they're setting the people up to when they kick the door, they can come in and take it all. Because once you've been set up and you will compromise on the Second Amendment, if you will compromise on any of that, then you've compromised on it all. And that's what they're gambling, that we'll compromise. If we don't compromise, they're not going to know what to do then. Because they're gambling that if we compromise, they can get the door cracked enough that they can get in that way. But if we don't let them get in or let them get started, they're not going to know what to do next.
They also run the risk of being too over the top. I mean, I've got clips coming up. I'm sure you're seeing this as well. I know you're busy, but they're on CNBC, CNN, MSNBC saying, quote, our presidents beat Hitler. They can beat the gun owners. That's a Bob Schaefer quote, CBS. No, my grandfathers beat Hitler, not presidents, and certainly not Obama. And they're saying it's like South Africa. That's, you know, embargoing the racist, and gun owners are Klan members. I mean, it's so over the top to say gun owners killed those kids. They're trying to put the guilt on us. I say we get on the offensive and point out they're the ones that made schools victim disarmament zones, because if we don't get on the offensive, we're going to lose it.
Well, what I'm finding in these little, like, Tea Party groups, liberal groups, you know, patriot groups, what I'm finding, I used to see back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, they're more of the redneck, they're more of the working man, you know what I'm saying? That kind of where it was kind of, they kind of stereotype all these gun owners are all hillbillies, you know?
Country boys.
What I'm seeing now is I'm seeing judges, I'm seeing legislators, I'm seeing educated people. But the thing has changed dramatically. You know, you still see a blend of people, but it's an upper. I mean, you're talking people that are in places of power and control that can help and can do something.
You just said it. We've got Congress people. We've got judges. We've got police chiefs, sheriffs. It's leadership core, just like leading up to 1775. And the establishment better understand that. There's going to be organized at governmental level resistance to this.
Yes. But what they're not, you know, what they're, you know, they're betting that at that level it's going to be taken care of, but it's not. It's still going to take a cross of every American that packs a gun, you know? And just like for the people that don't pack a gun, when this all comes down, they better be standing close to somebody who does, because they're going to need protection too.
Well, look at the economy. The derivatives were totally bankrupt by design. The 50 million people on food stamps. all these big cities run by these crime bosses are collapsing. And then when everybody runs to the rural areas, I mean, we're not turning our guns in so we can be gang raped.
Right. Exactly. Just like they're talking about the assault weapons and stuff, I've got one. I've had one. I've had them for years, and I'm going to continue to keep them. Why? No, I don't go out and play with them. It's probably been 2 years since I've even fired some of them. But, you know, I keep them. Why do I keep them? I keep them for my protection. And that's what other people are keeping theirs for protection. You don't turn in your protection.
If you've got 50 people rushing your farmhouse or planning to loot you, you need an AR-15. Do 5 more minutes with us, if you can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anybody ask out there why the Republicans' leadership are going along with open borders, gun control, all this stuff? It's because most of the big guys are involved in insider trading, and that's come out. And it's all illegal. So they passed a law making it legal, which you can't really do, saying it's a law making it illegal, but they just go get a ethics board to say it's okay. I mean, it is incredible. The Democrats are the kings of this, but they are a bunch of gangsters. I've studied them. We've put the evidence on here on air. And, criminals don't want people armed. Good people want good people armed because good people know criminals are going to have weapons regardless. Might as well have the good guys with the guns. Like the NRA has said, we have the amazing sheriff of Jackson County, Kentucky, Denny Payman. If you want to find out more about him, jacksoncountykentucky.us and go to the sheriff's department. But, sir, you were telling me, we only got 4 minutes left, about the support you're getting. Talk about that. And then talk about some of the real solutions, because Obama said pro-gun people have given no solutions, which is a lie.
We've given the only solution that's going to work. Because what it is everybody, all down through history, they figure out a way to, from bullying to attacks to whatever, to take what they want. And here's what's been happening here for so long. But what Americans have forgot is how to fight back. We need to teach our teachers how to fight. We need to teach some of our older students how to fight. Somebody comes in your classroom, everybody's taught now to run cover in the corner. It saves half the ammunition. Sometimes you can kill 2 or 3 with one shot. If they were to spread out and to fan out and taught to attack, how many people would come into a classroom? They would only make it through the one classroom. We're going to lose students anyway.
But the nanny state does not ever want. They don't even let you play dodgeball or tag. They might as well have them line up back to back so one bullet could shoot through 3 people. Maybe that should be what Obama proposes.
Well, that's kind of making the way it sounds. But right now there's 18 states that have passed that they're arming their teachers. The people are starting to figure out, I can't stand here anymore. I need to fight back for myself and for the people I'm responsible for. And that's what we're pushing here is to arm teachers to be able to protect our students. They talk about putting officers in the schools. The government has offered that through different grants and stuff. They can't afford that. They don't have the money. States can't afford that. Our county can't afford
but
that.
But I'll guarantee you, like Crosswalkers, if you ask retired police to volunteer, say, a week out of each month, you could get 5 or 6, 7 guys per county. They'd all be able to do that as well. But I agree, arming the teachers is the way to go. And that's got to make the gun grabbers mad that how many states would you say are moving to do that right now?
18.
Wow, that's exciting.
So it's catching on quick. They've advanced. And we know we're playing catch-up at this point because, he has moved in his direction. Now we're having to basically counteract everything. We should have not ever had to counteract. We should have already been there.
My dad went to a rural school, but it was big, and he would drive in 15 miles with his mom, who was a teacher, to work, but they would all bring their shotguns and stuff to go shoot at each other's houses and dove hunt and quail hunt or deer hunt. They would all bring their guns to school, and it was a school with over 1,000 people in it. They never had one accident because they were a gun culture.
Right. Well, you used to always see a pickup in the 60s and 70s. You used to always see a pickup parked in the parking lot with a gun hanging on a rack so kids could go hunting after school. It wasn't uncommon at all. And they listened to the shootings and stuff then.
Well, I tell you, you are the way forward, my friend. 1776 was a 5,000-year leap for freedom. They're saying it's old. They're wanting to go back to ancient tyranny where only government is armed. Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman, sir, we salute you for being a true American. I know you're just doing your duty, but in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and you are a great example to everyone, and I hope that you'll run for Congress or something, because I'll guarantee you we need you to join Rand Paul in the federal government to protect our republic.
I appreciate that, sir, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to visit with you today.
I'm saying right now, you're drafted, buddy. I don't know if that's what you want, but Kentucky, this guy's a statesman. You draft him. You send him to Washington to protect the Bill of Rights. Sheriff, we'll talk to you again. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
There he goes. All right, we'll be back with Lou Rockwell. Amazing. Amazing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we just concluded the first hour, if you tuned in here, and we had Sheriff Denny Payman on from Jackson County, and he's got to be the most powerful, just concise, calm speaker from, quote, law enforcement as a peace officer I've ever heard. I mean, it was unbelievable if you listen to it. He was just very calm, but you could hear it. He said, people have got it in their eyes. They're ready. This is going to be a new revolution. And they're going to go and harass gun owners. They're announcing hell on earth. In fact, last night I couldn't go to bed researching these executive orders. And it was everything I knew they'd do. But they are, I've got the mayor of Philadelphia saying, we're just going to shut gun shops down because outside of law. They're announcing, you'll do what we say or else. That's what Chucky Schumer is calling people, that's in the news, saying, you will not sell guns, or I will do something. I mean, it's literally like the mafia coming into your shop and saying, you'll do this or else. I've got clips coming up of Bob Schaefer saying that gun owners are like the Nazis in Germany. He likens Obama taking on gun owners to defeating the Nazis. That's a quote. I've got that clip. Morning Joe said, how dare the NRA point out that elites have bodyguards? And he took his glasses off, and Mika Brzezinski went, I just am ashamed to be an American today. Well, get out of our country, you witch. And again, they just act like we're the weirdos, and it's all affected. Man, Alex screwed up getting in our face saying we want to take their guns. Oh, really? I mean, Paul Revere rode down the road saying, get your guns and get ready to kill people. George Washington signed death warrants. I'm just saying, don't try to take our guns or it'll cause a civil war, which they know it will do. But the truth is, it was very effective. When the NRA said, hey, Israel has guns in their schools, and it got rid of the mass shootings, they went, oh, no, that's not true. Nobody in Israel's armed, and lied. And, oh, that's not effective. NRA is discredited. That's a tactic when something really hits them hard. It's like you punch somebody, and they go, that didn't hurt. Can you go out of the room, please? And they fall down on the ground. They are so scared of us pointing out that Dianne Feinstein has a concealed carry and five bodyguards, that Michael Moore has a concealed carry and bodyguards that have been arrested carrying guns in airports, that Chucky Schumer's been caught with bodyguards and then swore he'd never have them and turned a gun in. He got caught at a gun range with a semi-auto, all smiling, shooting it, and bodyguards. And, oh, okay, I've given it up now. Remember that? This is the end of these hypocrites. And that's why they're like, did you see these ridiculous hypocrites pointing out that David Gregory on NBC has bodyguards and guns? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Of course he has. He's a public figure. Well, listen, you scum. The average person living in a working class neighborhood, my dad going through college, through medical school, would go because it was the best money he could make. And his dad had a heart attack and stuff and didn't have money to put him through college. My dad would go, this is when I was born. He had his UT degree, but he was going to dental school. He would go and he would do, with his own company, spraying bug poison in the worst neighborhoods of Dallas. And you know what? He carried a .357 Magnum in his lunchbox. Okay? My dad drove around, bought his own poison, went and did it the whole nine yards. I remember when I was like 2 years old, him getting home at like 10 o'clock at night, and I'd wake up and then wake him up once he went to bed, and he'd get upset because he had to get up at 5 a.m. or whatever. Again, you scum, you elitist. My dad deserved going into the projects in South Dallas as a roach man. They called him the roach man's here. The roach man carried a 357 Magnum. He still got the 357 Magnum. And this is what it comes down to here today. And that's why they're freaking out. But let me tell you, I've never seen such demonization. The Philadelphia mayor says, take the guns. It's like apartheid. We're going to boycott. We're going to protest. We're going to shut them down. They're saying Fox Sports, gun owners are the new Klan. We're mass murderers. We killed those kids. When government took the guns out of the schools and government advertised schools as the place to go and kill people, this didn't exist till the media hyped it in the 80s. Now, joining us is the founder of the Von Mises Institute, the head of the Von Mises Institute, former Ron Paul chief of staff, libertarian icon, Lou Rockwell of lourockwell.com. I just gave him a basic briefing. I know he's already aware of this, but the word is they're going to try executive orders to use all of Homeland Security to demonize guns, to harass gun shops and gun owners. I've talked to several gun shop owners off record who are getting me the documents. ATF's coming in and saying orders are about to come down. We know this happened last year. You're going to do what we say or else. So at that point, we've got to move for impeachment. I've entered public articles of impeachment that list with the law so others can use it. Members of Congress are picking that up and others and are saying we need to start impeachment now. Stockman of Texas and others. Rand Paul is vowing to, quote, torpedo it. And he's talking about impeachment. Rand Paul vows to torpedo Obama executive orders. New legislation would nullify gun control dictates. It's time to get on the offensive. Lou Rockwell, is this not, in your 40-something years of fighting tyranny, is this the greatest assault you've ever seen? I mean, I've never seen rhetoric like this. Are we moving into DEFCON 1?
Well, because there have been many periods in American history when the government has massively expanded and stolen the people's liberties. I mean, usually during wartime, the New Deal, the Great Society. This is another one, and certainly this is an extraordinary moment. All governments would like to be totalitarian. They all would like to have total control everybody's, every dime we have, everything we do in our life, everything we think, everything we say, our businesses, our homes, our children. And so they want it all. Whenever there's a chance, something like this Newton shooting and the horrible things that happened there, they use it. But of course, they don't care about, you know, so-called gun violence. After all, Barack Obama is the leader of, you know, the world headquarters of gun violence in the history of the world, the U.S. government. I mean, how many people, and he signs, of course, the kill orders, and the U.S. government employs millions of people to shoot other people. I mean, that's their main deal in life. Whether it's in Afghanistan or Iraq or Yemen or Syria or, you know, they hope Iran and all these other countries, they're shooting people. And when they talk about what might be encouraging violence, you know, is it video games? Is it TV, Hollywood? And I must say, I'm not a big fan of some of this stuff, although people should be, the free speech does apply. But how about the glorification of war, the glorification of cops, the glorification of soldiers, the glorification of government gun violence? So none of these people are anti-gun or anti-gun violence. They're anti-private people owning guns. And anybody who knows people who own guns, they are not pro-violence. The last thing they want to do in their life is shoot somebody. There are people, of course, who like to shoot people. They work for the government. But private people with guns don't want to have to use them. They only want to have to use them if their back is against the wall, like that homemaker in Georgia the other day who had, she was backed up into the attic where there were two little nine-year-old twins, and then finally shot the guy and got him to run away and avoiding rape.
That's right. You notice that in these cases that happen, we hear about every week, but never make national news, every day, most days, the woman's on 911. Okay, he's busting down the front door. I'm going in the bathroom. Then they're busting down the bathroom door, and the 911's like, don't shoot him, and then the woman shoots him. The gun owners always try to hold back, but we have guns because we're not going to be victims.
No, that's right. It's like the old joke, and it may be actually a true story about a guy who called up 911 and said, I've got prowlers in the yard. And they said, oh, we'll be out, you know, in 25 minutes or whatever. And then he calls back and says, oh, don't worry, no, don't worry, I shot them. And of course, the cops are there in just a minute. So they don't want us defending ourselves. Government wants its monopoly. The cops, aside from the few good guys like the sheriff you were talking to, most cops don't want people exercising self-defense. They only want that to be a government monopoly. They want to take away our guns for self-defense, and of course they want to take it for reasons of tyranny, the same reasons that governments all over the world, and you had some great photos of Hitler and Stalin and Mao and these guys using children in their propaganda exercises, just like Barack Obama did recently. It was Hannah Arendt who said, anytime politicians start talking about your children, your country is on the road to totalitarianism.
Well, that's right. I haven't even mentioned.
Barack Obama says the kids in Newtown are our kids. They're not his kids. He's got two kids. Nobody else's children are his children. So, but it's a totalitarian move. He wants to be the chief minister, the chief religious figure, the chief protector. We're all supposed to focus on him. We're supposed to give him our guns, give him our freedom, give him our money, bow down. And that's, he wants to be the pharaoh. But we don't have to allow it. And it's wonderful to see, Alex, all the opposition that you're leading among the American people refusing to have this happen to us.
Well, you're right. And what you're mentioning is drudgereport.com. It's in the middle column. Yesterday, I was sitting around with Kurt Nimmo, and we were looking at images of Hitler and Stalin and Mao and everybody else and Saddam Hussein using children. So I just said, well, let's just post it with Obama high-fiving the kids. And it's so amazing that he said, I'm going to take the guns for you, kid. Like, he's the good guy. He's the North Korean dear leader. He's the guardian of the society. He's the Hugo Chavez. He's the Mao Zedong. I mean, this is right out of a textbook. And if you don't turn your guns in, you're not for the children. And that article is up at drudgereport.com showing Stalin, who said that he did all he did for the children. In fact, he was known as the great father steel. He was known as the man of steel, the father of steel. Well, you know what? Barack Obama is not my father. I'm my father. What did you think of, we're going to go to break, but Bob Schaefer saying that, you know, our president beat Hitler. I mean, our men beat Hitler, not the government. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Does it matter that Hitler was a big gun controller? No, of course not. The facts don't matter. And Schaefer is just a spoke. He might as well be broadcasting for Radio Berlin or Radio Moscow or Radio Havana or any of these other. I mean, he's just a representative of the state media, giving out state propaganda, spreading the lies. And of course, you know, as you've pointed out, we're living under such unbelievable intensive media attempts to control our minds, to make us all fear private guns and think that government guns are the way to save it.
Incredible. I want to hear where you think this is going. The man, Lou Rockwell, is our guest. We'll be right back.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves.
Do you hear that? He is directly going after yours truly, obviously, from the Piers Morgan interview, pundits, that here I am making money selling T-shirts, water filters, sponsors. This is the government that takes your money and gives it to MSNBC. Do you know they've been giving government money? That's come out. To push tyranny, and then we're immoral. And he goes on to say, we've given no solutions. Really? Get the kids off these drugs that have been linked to it directly. You know, arm people in the schools. We shouldn't have big government training camps anyways. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. We've gotten to a point where they're having to respond to us now. I'll put you on the hot seat. I want your real answer. Do you think it was effective to get in Piers Morgan's face and go, look, this isn't about child safety. This is about tyranny and enslavement. Because if it wasn't effective, why then are they responding to it?
Well, you know, Alan, Alex, that I think was the biggest ratings that bird has ever had.
It was.
And we know that his ratings are otherwise in the toilet. And he probably, if he weren't so politically correct and so useful to the regime as a propagandist, he probably would have been sent back to England or some other place long before this, because he doesn't have viewers except when you're on.
Absolutely, but I mean, isn't it effective? I mean, you're gentlemanly, but you're also hard-hitting. They always call us kooks no matter what we do. Isn't it effective to go ahead and get aggressive and back in their faces?
Sure, you got to speak truth to power, right? And this guy represents the state media. I mean, he's no different from somebody who wrote for Pravda or or was on, you know, Moscow State Television in the Soviet days. He's nothing but a shill for the regime. He's a professional liar. He's paid to lie for the government. Same with Bob Schieffer, all of these people. So not only should we speak the truth to them, but sure, I'm for dissing them because they don't deserve respect. They're very bad people. They're making vast amounts of money for doing evil. So of course we should speak the truth to them, and we should be frank with them, and we should tell them exactly. I mean, Piers Morgan is a huge fan, for example, of drone warfare. He's a huge fan of all the U.S. government wars and
torture.
All the wars of the British Empire. He's for torture. He's for all this stuff. So we're supposed to think he's against violence. I mean, this is a guy who's a champion of violence, but he wants the state to be violent. And of course, the state is violence. The state is always the headquarters of violence. I mean, how many babies, we talk about the horror in Newtown. How many babies has the U.S. government killed in its career of mass murder? I mean, I remember back when they were going after Iraq, which did nothing to us.
Madeleine Albright said a 500,000 dead children was worth it. She said that on NBC News famously. And they said, 500,000 dead kids, is that good? She goes, yeah, it's good. See, I mean, there...
500,000 kids that they were deliberately murdered by the U.S. through its murder sanctions, anti-civilian murder sanctions, and also sanctions against food, against medicine designed to starve and sicken these children. 500,000... has Saddam Hussein ever done anything that bad? I don't know. My guess is no. I mean, the U.S. is really the murder state. It's the assassination state. It's the drone state. And we're supposed to think that Obama cares about violence. He is violence. Every morning he signs his death orders over his scrambled eggs. This is a guy who likes this kind of thing. Like, by the way, everybody who prospers in government likes killing people or sending other people to be killed. They enjoy this. It empowers them. They feel very good about it. They love guns. And as you say, all the power leaders have, you know, Bloomberg and Obama and I'm sure Piers Morgan, all these people have armed bodyguards. CNN has got a bunch of armed bodyguards all in their studios. How come that's okay, but some little old lady in a bad area can't have a 22? So that's, you know, but they want to disarm us. They want to control us. They want to hurt us. I'm also afraid, by the way, that they want to stimulate armed resistance in the sense that they would love another Waco or two. Waco was, we have to remember, was about gun control. That's what the whole thing was about.
Oh, I totally agree. They're trying to start a civil war. How do we respond to that?
Well, I think we don't take the bait. So I think we don't respond with violence, and we just state our rights. We buy guns, hold guns, join together with other people who believe in freedom, go to the firing range, make use of them, talk up owning guns, and really spread the word. I think most Americans, despite these little phony polls we're hearing, and never forget that these national polls are designed to tell you what to think, not to tell you what other people think. They're propaganda devices. So when we hear that 189% of the American people, 100% agree with Obama, you know these are just lies. So this
well, that's
is
come out.
The
They've
American
had polling
people.
Agency heads admit they lie. I mean, it's just incredible. It's to create a bandwagon. Like 99%
exactly
of people want to jump off a cliff. Well, come on, Martha, let's go jump off right now. Lou Rockwell, long segment coming up. I want to ask you what you think is coming in the future and how we counter these people. We're going to pick your brain straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crank it up. I'm going to do the Gangnam Style. There were a bunch of people who weren't going to turn their guns in. And they could kick some tyranny real good as well. He never learned to read and write so well, but he could pull a trigger like he was ringing a bell. Go, Johnny, go, go, go! It's exactly what Lou Rockwell was just saying. We're going to go to some clips with him as well. You don't know who Lou Rockwell is. He, of course, is an icon in the movement towards libertarianism. You notice most real studies, university studies, people on the street, just what I've seen, around 60% of Americans call themselves a libertarian. They don't like either party, and our movement is gaining steam. I call it constitutionalist, freedom lover, folks that just want to be left alone, people that are into justice. And that's why the power structure is going after us right now, is because when I see liberal women's magazines, because Austin's more, quote, liberal than most cities in Texas, just because some of the Californian folks have come and taken it over, not against Californians, but, you know, those kind of socialist types that call themselves liberals, they're not really authoritarians. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. But I want to get Lou Rockwell's historical take on this, because he's seen a lot and really, you know, has written about what he believed was coming, and now, unfortunately, it's unfolding. Women's magazines becoming pro-gun just because no one would buy the magazine unless they did it. Women going out and learning how to shoot. Gun ownership proliferating. Gun sales proliferating. People, self-defense classes proliferating. People are really getting into becoming self-sufficient. There is a rebellion against the nanny state, against all this, and people are really getting into it. And so the globalists are all out assault because gun ownership is a beachhead against the nanny state, against victim disarmament. And that cultural area, one of the few areas of liberty really growing, was getting other areas to grow. It was becoming kind of a central part of a wheel with the spokes out from it. And the establishment has said this. And so, I mean, look at the prepper movement. Look at the all the liberals I know aren't liberals now. They've gone out and bought places in the countryside. They're getting self-sufficient. You heard the sheriff, he said, I go to these liberty meetings now, and it's judges, and it's state reps, and it's doctors, and it's lawyers, and it's writers, and it's former, quote, liberals. They're still liberals. They've become real liberals. And so the system is announcing a full-out Homeland Security attack from hundreds of angles, 23 executive orders, massive demonization, arresting people for toy guns, because if they can't shoot this down, they're going to lose. They want to collapse things and make us fully domesticated instead of collapsing things, and then we get off the government heroin and become self-sufficient. Lou Rockwell, your take on that and what you fear they're going to try in the future and how we turn the tide against these people.
Well, Alex, you're right. I mean, there was one little boy tossed out of school for, you know, making a gun with his fingers. I must say, during Obama's press conference, I kept hoping one of those little boys would do that. It didn't happen. Of course, they're all brainwashed. But I think my guess is that Obama has actually gone too far. I think the government has gone too far, the whole government media complex. I think it's taken a step too far by doing what they're doing. And, of course, this constant media propaganda and bombardment, similar to what the old Soviet days when they or something out of 1984, or Nazi Germany when they were demonizing somebody. I don't think it's working. Everybody was sort of taken aback. Of course, we're horrified by the crime that took place, as we should be horrified by all, for example, the little Muslim children killed in Afghanistan. Nobody, very few Americans care about that, of course. There have been children, the U.S. government is killing children every day all over the world, and nobody cares. But I think by going after gun ownership like this, by being so openly a dictator, I don't think, Alex, despite all you've done, I've done, Ron Paul, to talk about executive orders over the year, does the average American realize the president can just legislate by fiat like that, like he's the pharaoh or the king? I don't think so. So this is waking people up. Everybody's concerned. Everybody's paying attention, both on the commissar side of the government and the big media and so forth, but the rest of the people. And also, more and more people are going to realizing that the power elites, of course, all are themselves armed and have tax-supplied armed bodyguards. I think they stepped too far. I think everybody's waking up. I think they've made a mistake. I think this is all going to end in a black eye for the government. They actually need two black eyes. I think it's a huge step forward. It is connected to the entire liberty movement, as you point out. And when people realize this, then they're going to take a look at other areas of government encroachment. All the taxes they're increasing, the rotten Obamacare, which is also tied into gun control. John Rappaport has pointed out that the doctors are going to be instructed to ask how many guns are in your home. We can bet that the public school teachers are going to be asking children. They already interrogate children on a whole range of things. Do your parents have guns? Are you scared of your parents' guns? What kind of guns do your parents have? So if anybody's concerned about what happened in Newtown, the answer to me is not to arm the school teachers, although, of course, school teachers, like anybody else, have the right to be armed if they want to. Take your kids out of the public schools. secede from the public schools. That's the best thing you can do for your children, that you can do for your family. Send them to private school, or best of all, homeschool them. This doesn't happen in homeschools. It just happens in government schools. The old joke from when I was a boy, and much older than that, has come true. That is, the principals, the warden, the teachers are the guards, and the students are the prisoners. The public schools even look like prisons these days. They're going to be looking more and more like prisons. They're going to be more and more totalitarian, with all kinds of cops, armed cops, resource officers, and so forth, to propagandize them against guns, against their parents. Just like Stalin, trying to use the children against the parents. Get your children out of the public schools. Don't pretend you can reform the public schools, because even if your children are physically safe, they're not mentally safe in there, because they're being indoctrinated with lies, with evil, with everything designed to make them never think critically, never think independently, bow down to the government, go off and kill if the government asks you to, give them all your money, let them run your life. If you don't want your children indoctrinated in that kind of rotten stuff, bring them home, teach them yourself.
Well, and you're right. And again, there are some public schools where there's good people in control, so it's overall not completely out of control. But in all the major cities, because I read the constant news and break it down, San Antonio, for 3 years now, they have Pentagon AI cameras in the bathrooms, in the hallways, and in the lunchrooms, quote, watching what the kids eat. And it even files how many calories. The AI knows that's a piece of fruit, that's a piece of meat. I mean, this is how high tech it is. They're watching them. They make them wear RFID. And in California, even in Alabama and other areas, they're now giving inoculations without parental consent. That's a felony. And so let me ask you this question, Lou Rockwell.
They counsel children to have abortions, and you can't trust the public schools. Yes, there are some good school teachers, of course, good principals, yes, but they're targeted too. They're not in control. They're forced to go along with the federal curriculum. What's being taught in all the public schools is damaging to your children, even if they don't end up getting shot.
No, exactly. But the issue is, I want to ask you this, and I'm sure you know about this, but it went up on Infowars.com. I haven't even played the clip yet. We're going to play it in a moment. Let's get the Philadelphia mayor ready, please, and then we'll get Bob Schaefer and the rest of it. These are all some short clips, but they're important. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers, and they're saying, Just like South Africa, we're going to boycott you, we're going to shut you down, we're going to pull funding, we're going to have the police harass you. They're literally like mafia, saying we're going to put weight on you, we're going to lean on you. And Chuckie Schumer says he's calling stores saying just don't sell it or you're not going to like what happens. And people say, well, that's not going to happen. I've talked to gun shop owners in Austin who were scared to go on air, where the ATF has come in. They're really rude to them. They're mean. I've been around them before at the gun show. I've had ATF walk up and get in my face like they're God. They look like criminals out of Central Casting. And they're just coming in saying, yeah, get ready for some rule making. You're going to do what we tell you. And as soon as we get these documents, I'm also talking to a gun shop in California, because they're telling them there's going to be new rules. You're just not going to sell these outside of law. I mean, what do you do when the government goes full tyrant, full dictator?
Well, you mean as to what a poor gun store owner has to do? Of course, they depend on having the federal firearms license, which itself was a horrendous intervention, like all the gun controls that were starting in 1934. In fact, the federal government has been encroaching on gun rights. So, you know, the government could take their livelihood in a second. That, by the way, is the position the government like to have us all. They'd like you, Alex, to have a license, and if you don't comply, they take your license. So this is the way they're moving. But I think, you know, can you respond with violence when the BATF agents come into your store? I don't think you can. They're going to murder you. So I think,
But can you believe we've gotten to the point?
Intellectually resist them. I don't think the answer for a gun store owner is to resist physically, they'll kill you.
Exactly. But I don't think people understand. We're getting to the point now where they're on the news. I'm going to play some clips of this, saying we're Nazis and that the president must wage a war against gun owners like the presidents did before against Hitler. And there's like this worship by the collectivists of Obama. They're not just acting like they worship him. They really get off on the power of the state. They really get off on the idea that the president can do anything.
Well, government is always in competition with God. They would like to displace God. They look back to ancient Babylon or Egypt or whatever, those regimes where the government actually was God. I mean, that's their ideal. They don't like religion. They don't like God. It's why Obama made himself a religious figure at that Newtown, took over the parents' grief and tried to put all the attention on himself, on the alleged first responders, of course, the no responders, as usual, and onto the government and worship the government, worship me as the God King. Sure, of course, that's right. There is the government would like to be God. I mean, that's so they're always in competition. They don't like religion. That's the way they are. It's another reason we have to hate and fear the government. The government is the worst. The state is mankind's worst earthly enemy. Always has been. It's what tyrannizes us, taxes us, starts all these wars, in cahoots, of course, with big corporations. And so we have to mentally toughen ourselves. We have to educate ourselves. We have to talk to others. We have to withdraw our consent and refuse our consent and don't obey these people to the extent we can safely get away with it. They can't actually, because they are a minority and the oppressed are the vast majority, they can't actually enforce this stuff on us if we refuse. And again, it's why I think they've gone too far this time. I think the American people are going to refuse if people like you and the rest of us keep counseling them about this and about what the consequences are if we just go along and just salaam Obama. So I actually think this is going to be a good development. As horrendous as all this stuff is right now, as horrendous, and talk about Obama accuses people like you of trying to gin up fear. That's all he does every day. Oh, the terrorists under the bed, or you know, Al Qaeda's in Yemen, or what? I mean, or the you know, there's going to be a bombing. There's going to be all these phony terrorist incidents here at home. That's the government. The government lives by ginning up fear, and therefore wanting people to turn over.
Well,
their
think
lives
about this. Our founding fathers and history and common sense has shown fear a big government. That's what America's all about. Keep it small. Look at the prosperity. Instead, they're like, oh, there's people saying fear the government and that the government might want to do something bad. No, we're just the biggest killers in history, trampling all your other rights, NDAA, into habeas corpus, warrantless wiretapping, secret torture camps discovered, Obama promised to never take our guns, but now we're lying because we say they want our guns to oppress us. I mean, it just is incredible that they're doing this. Look at some of the Infowars.com headlines. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. Gun permit form question possible affiliation with anti-government organizations. Oh, that's the new forms. You see, oh, the terrorists are those libertarians. Mississippi governor vows to block Obama gun orders. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers. Just in a video, New York Democrats plan for gun confiscation. Well, there's video. I haven't even gotten to that. Lou, let me play this clip of the Philadelphia mayor saying we're going to go after the gun shops. Here it is.
Philadelphia was one of the first pension funds to divest from companies doing business in South Africa. We saw that movement go all across this country, in virtually every big city and other cities in America, some states, and other investment fund managers took action. Cities, schools, and other organizations can influence important societal change with their investments. Americans have economic power in how we choose to spend our money.
All right, let's stop right there. It gets worse.
I must say, I think this is a great thing. I hope government sells all its gun stocks. It means that for those of us who want to buy them, they'll be cheaper. So why should government own stock anyway? What the hell is the mayor, what the heck is the mayor of Philadelphia doing owning stock at the expense of the taxpayers?
Well, that was my...
That's an outrage. Forget it, Mr. Mayor. But it's again a reminder that government is a liar, is an oppressor. And everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie or a threat. You look at the bottom of your parking ticket. They're threatening your life, put you in jail, and so forth. This is government. It's Thugs Incorporated. Don't compare it to the mafia. They're far worse than the mafia.
Mafia
is not all bad. I mean, they supply services people want to have that are outlawed by the government. They have an unfortunate means of enforcement.
They are historically better than the government. But I mean, let's see. I mean, there's nothing worse. Let's expand on this because you're absolutely right. This is what Eisenhower warned about, where at his time, 86% of all scientific funding was government steered by DARPA. Now it's over 92%. Last time I checked, MIT put out a report last year bragging about it. 92% directed by these guns. And now they take our tax money, invest it, and now they're going to use our money in the market to try to wreck businesses that supply services we want. I mean, these people are incredible.
thanks for bringing this up, because think of how much poorer we are as a society, and in terms of good inventions and new companies and so forth, that all this scientific and engineering talent is taken out of the market, producing goods and services for the people, and diverted into making bombs and poison gas and all kinds of weapons of mass destruction and drones and just methods of killing people. I mean, they're part of Murder Incorporated. So the fact that these tens of maybe hundreds of thousands of smart engineers and scientists are again taken out of the market where they could produce things and make our lives better and themselves make a good living from it and put into this killing operation. What an outrage. What a disaster. So the government doesn't only oppress us in terms of our rights and our
liberty. Steals our brain trust.
It makes us much poorer. We're much poorer because of the activities of the federal government. All its wars, its police state, its spying, its interventions, its corporate state subsidization, its fascist economic system with the big banks and the big corporations. It's taking the average Americans going like that to them.
Lou, I know an inventor.
That's what these guys enjoy doing.
I know an engineer and an inventor who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll just leave it at that. And he talked about since the 70s, he's an old guy now, a lot of incredible inventions that were made at big companies he was running as top technologist, that the government would come, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, take it under executive power, like you're not allowed to develop this,
right,
and pay them and then go shelve it. So they're also holding back our civilization.
That's right. Exactly, Alan. Alex, you're exactly right.
It is incredible. Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com is our guest. Got a couple more clips with him in the next segment where they say that, gun owners are like Hitler. We've got to defeat Hitler, and more coming up. Stay with us. We got two short segments left with Lou Rockwell, and he and I are literally chomping at the bit, jumping over each other to fight for liberty, because it's so disgusting to watch mafia, opportunist, insider trading criminals use these little kids and then sit there lecturing us that we're bad in the pro-gun lobby. It's never the Second Amendment. It's never the individual. It's that we're bad and we're Klan members. We're murder enablers. I'm going to play a Bob Schaefer clip where he talks about our presidents have defeated, Hitler and gotten the Civil Rights Act. And we can defeat the gun lobby. It's a whole new level of this. I mean, is it just that I'm getting older and less, where I can't put up with this anymore, Lou Rockwell? Or is it that it's getting worse? You've been fighting these guys for four decades. I mean, is it getting worse, or is it just that we're becoming more aware of their disgusting activity?
Well, it's both. They're getting worse, and we're getting more outraged by it and more dedicated to fighting it. But my guess is nobody listening to this show has ever bombed a party of children collecting firewood in a rural area. Obama has done that. How many? He's actually killed a bunch of children, and yet he's authorized the drone strikes that killed these children in a number of instances, wedding parties and so forth. So he's actually killed children, and he's lecturing us about killing children. The hypocrisy has got a capital H, and it's all in neon letters.
Well, you're right, and that's what's so incredible is that they just say, we bombed a wedding, killed 154 in one case, and about 18 children died, four or five others, critically wounded. But it's like, that's collateral damage, move forward. But then, these children, turn your guns in. It's so fake.
It is fake. They couldn't care less. But, of course, as Rahm Emanuel says, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so they use any crisis to try to expand the government, expand its income, expand its control, and make us more obedient, more kowtowing. If we do our job and thousands of other people do their jobs, this is not going to work this time. They're not actually going to get away with it. It's going to backfire.
It's already backfiring. 10 million guns a month now, up from 4 million. Let's play a clip of Bob Schaefer. And this is nothing, folks, compared to the longer thing with Mika Brzezinski, where she goes, I'm just ashamed to be an American right now. I mean, what? Because we have guns. Well, get out then. Go to North Korea. Here's a clip of Bob Schaefer. I want to get Lou Rockwell's response.
What happened in Newtown was probably the worst day in this country's history since 9/11. We found Osama bin Laden. We tracked him down. We changed the way that we dealt with that problem. Surely, finding Osama bin Laden, surely passing civil rights legislation, as Lyndon Johnson was able to do, and before that, surely defeating the Nazis was a much more formidable task than taking on the gun lobby. This is a turning point.
That's enough of that idiot. And you're not even an idiot. I mean, what a slimy little creature. The government got in the way of beating Hitler with all the bid rigging and stealing. It was my grandfathers and people that beat Hitler. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, Bob Schieffer, of course, has gotten rich and powerful off doing whatever the government told him to do. So he's just like somebody on Nazi radio or Soviet radio. He's just a shill. There is one interesting thing. If you notice, when he talks about the government, he says we. So it's just a reminder of it's so important for us to never say we when we mean the government. The government is they. It's a separate entity, lives off of us by force. It's a parasitical entity that keeps a gun to our head, speaking of guns. I mean, everything the government does involves a gun. If you don't do what we say, if you don't pay the taxes, you don't pay this library bill or whatever.
Exactly.
We claim the right to kill you if you sufficiently resist. That's the government.
Do one more segment with us. 5 more minutes. We got to go to break. LouRockwell.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, the whole clip is up on Infowars.com. It's also over at Newsbusters. They're the ones that originally posted it. And I can't play the whole thing. Lou's got to go in 5 minutes, and it's about a five-minute clip. They play the NRA ad. First they go, this is pornography. This is propaganda. This is evil. This discredits the NRA on the Morning Joe show. And then they play the NRA going, hey, the government people, they've got armed bodyguards. Why don't we? And they take their glasses off, and they go, he goes, I can't believe this. His poor children fight hard and had no choice. And Mika goes, I'm just ashamed to be an American right now. I'm ashamed. And again, this is very effective. That's why they go, oh, this discredits, hoping we don't go down this line. It is incredibly transparent. I want to play part of this clip. And again, you got to watch the whole thing. It's unbelievable. The bad acting. Again, they run from this. Oh, don't say Israel has guns. None of the citizens do over there. You're a liar. Of course, we pay to give the Israelis guns. Again, because they're so scared of this thing that government and bureaucrats and rich people have guns. Because they use class warfare. The ultimate populism is the average person with a gun. Let's play the clip and get Lou Rockwell's take. Here it is.
That's a real ad.
Yeah.
That's a real ad.
Political pornography.
That's one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, that's George Washington.
What's wrong with these people, Mika?
What's wrong with these people, Mika?
You have children that had no say in the decision on whether their father was going to step forward.
Her father, by the way, writes books bragging about how he helped put Pol Pot in.
President, one of the most bone-crushing.
Her father is an architect of mass murder.
Any husband or wife can do to their family.
That woman is a pig.
And the second they make that decision, their children and their entire family have targets on their backs.
Oh my gosh, targets on their backs. Oh, they want to hurt Obama's children
the
now.
NRA,
no, you want our guns.
Like, what's wrong with these people?
What's wrong with these? I don't know. What's wrong with the dead intern in your office?
On the anniversary of the Newtown murders, and now putting out an ad talking about the president's daughters?
They are out of step, out of the
mainstream. No, they pointed out he's
totally
got bodyguards, and so does David Gregory.
Society. And quite frankly, after seeing that, I think some of the people who run that thing are sick. I really do. I think they are sick in the head. And I'm serious. I'm embarrassed right now. I'm embarrassed for our country.
Well, get out of it and go to North Korea, where the state has guns. Lou Rockwell, we got 2 minutes left. You've got the floor. Your take on that.
Well, obviously, Mika and Joe are themselves protected by armed bodyguards. But they do, you know, my guess is this really does upset them because they don't like this sort of thing being made public. That the power elite is, of course, got guns. They all have carry permits. I'm sure Mika and Joe have got carry permits. Certainly they've got armed bodyguards. Just like they believe that the law doesn't apply to them, it's only to be applied against us. So this is the nature of their part. They're part of the power elite, or their spokesman for the power elite. And of course, they're outraged that anybody would discuss their privileges and their special rights and the fact that they can live differently than the rest of us. So it's all the more important to point out not only that these people are doing bad things politically, but they're personally ripping us off. And they're all surrounded by guns. Obama's surrounded by guns. His children's school has got a bunch of armed guards. And of course, they have armed guards all the time. Bloomberg has got armed guards all around him. And Obama just signed a bill giving himself and George W. Bush armed guards for the rest of their lives, 24/7. So it's okay for them to have armed guards, but the people can't have armed guards. So this is government. It's a separate entity, and it's an outrage to do anything but bow down and kiss their shoes. I mean, that's what Mika's upset about. And you're exactly right. Her dad deliberately helped lure the Soviets into Afghanistan, causing many, many deaths. He promoted mass murder in Vietnam and the coming of Pol Pot. Pol Pot was put in
the America. Oh, no. He put in his book, he bragged.
And the rest of them.
He brags. He brags in his book, Lou. I'm sure you know about how great Pol Pot did. I mean, it's incredible.
You know, the U.S. government in the Vietnam War killed between 4 and 6 million people, says the great military historian Martin Van Creveld. Between 4 and 6 million people just in that one war. They don't have their names on any wall in Washington. So this is the government, knee-deep in blood, killing people every day, and lecturing us about the dangers of violence.
Well said, Lou Rockwell. Thank you.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, coming up at the bottom of the hour in studio, I'm very excited. We have the owner of our Chicago radio affiliate is going to be joining us in studio, general manager. So I look forward to that coming up. I just had his bio and info. I've talked to him on the phone. He's called into the show. He's down here visiting friends in Austin, so we thought we'd have him come in. And we are more and more every week going to have radio stations in focus. In fact, radio station managers or owners that want to pop in for 15 minutes once a week or so, we want to try to get our 140-plus affiliates, managers and owners, you know, get their take on things and also try to focus in on some of the things their stations are doing, because that is so incredibly important. 1530wckg.com is the website, 1530wckg.com. And I do want to travel around to especially our bigger stations and give speeches. And I've told the Dallas station I'm going to go up and do that. I just have been so slammed with everything, as everyone's seen. I barely have time to even see my family. But we do want to do events with listeners as well, because it's important to get out there. But the bare minimum I can do is promote our affiliates and some of the things they're doing. Okay, I want to play just a few minutes of this, and we're going to load the phones up for your take on what Obama did yesterday, specifically on the Second Amendment and the all-out assault on our liberties, and these mayors and people saying, we'll just shut down gun shows outside of law. Austin tried to do it, but people beat it. And where I live, this is happening. And it was because of the backlash. They had the votes to shut down the gun shows, even private ones, not on government property. So they're really coming, and it's because they know they're collapsing the economy, and they know that they could end up losing control of the country. But we are in the fight of the century. We're in the fight of our lives. The NRA has said that. I agree with them. I said that before they said it. This video is up on Infowars.com, and it's Obama responds to Alex Jones. It is in the featured news section. It's the bottom story. It is so important to click that featured story archive there at the bottom, because so many of the top stories scroll off the front page. We've got to develop some other section like Drudge Report does, where the really important stuff he keeps on top, and then it's always changing in the middle and the bottom. Because it drives me crazy. But the featured news archive is so important. It's also red linked at the top. It says breaking news. That's the news feed. Top stories is the featured news archive. Those two links are so important there on the top to be sure and go through that. Let's play a few minutes of this 14-minute report. I meant to play the whole thing today. Maybe we'll play part of it tomorrow when Paul Watson is guest hosting the broadcast And I think Mike Adams is going to be a guest via Skype. But the point is, and they got some big breaking news tomorrow, everybody's demanding we look at false flag at Newtown. And it's Sandy Hook. It's got all the signs of it. It looks really bad, okay? And I've just stayed out of it because I know they can crucify people with the information if it's not 100% nailed down. It's got all the earmarks. We're going to hear from some of the people that are saying this. And it doesn't mean I agree with all of it. There's a lot of signs. I mean, we know they put him on the drugs. We know he got the gun illegally. We know they're blaming us for stuff we couldn't control. We know they made him victim disarmament zone. But, you know, some of the other stuff, like where the whole thing's a hoax, no, they killed some real people there. It does have the signs. I mean, the Batman shooting in Aurora, I'll say that stage. And even Larry Pratt has said it has all the marks. I mean, they did Fast and Furious. So they may have done this. I mean, if they'll bomb a whole apartment building to get one, quote, terrorist and kill, you know, 200 people, a bunch of them kids, of course they'll do this stuff. But I don't know about Sandy Hook. They're going to look at that some tomorrow. Watson is somewhat of a skeptic, but we're going to look at it. Because you're beating our doors down to do it. That's all we've been doing is looking at it. Believe me, that's all people are doing is it looks real bad. But it's so over the top that I can't 100% prove it. I mean, with 9/11, they were saying, we're going to blow up Building 7, and then they blew it up. And I have the news footage, and they call me a kook when I show CNN and BBC saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And they go, what, are the cops involved? I go, no, they told the cops get back, they're going to blow it up, and then told them shut up. It was a CIA building. They blew it up. I don't know why. I talked to the head emergency manager who died a few weeks after he was on my show, Barry Jennings. I mean, this is scary, okay? I'm not saying there aren't Muslim extremists. I'm not saying the point is there's criminal elements in these mega banks manipulate. I mean, look how they're funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria right now. See, I'm already ranting. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls before our guest, 800-259-9231. We probably want to start getting the headset and everything ready and the microphone for him coming in here. That's always a good idea. 800-259-9231 to get some calls in today. I'm tempted to do an hour of overdrive, but I'm here to meet with our guest after. Maybe we'll just go into overdrive with the guest and take calls. But I've also got to get a bunch of work done, a bunch of projects done. That's why I'm taking off tomorrow. A lot of times I take off now. It's not even to take off. It's to get stuff done. But part of this is actually taking off to be with family. My children are growing up. I hardly even know them. 800-259-9231. Let's go to part of the video. The whole thing's up on Infowars.com. Obama responds to Alex Jones. And they are responding now. Here it is.
There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty.
Alex Jones here for Infowars.com with a special report. Most people that watch television or even YouTube know that last Monday I debated Piers Morgan and got in his face and said, look, you're coming for our guns to enslave us. America is becoming a police state tyranny. Back off. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? 2 days later, Ron Paul came on my show, outgoing congressman, and he agreed. He said if they come for the guns, it's going to cause a civil war, 1776, part two.
Will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose, but I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn. If the federal agent marches in unannounced and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold, I don't think we'll do that, you know, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
Now, as soon as I got off Piers Morgan, the White House released a press release and said they were watching and responded to our petition, your petition, to deport Piers Morgan for engaging in political subterfuge and trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So we know they were watching. It became the biggest story in the country and the biggest story on Twitter for 2 days straight. It's had like 15 million views online on YouTube alone. So we know the White House is watching. We also know that it's come out in Homeland Security documents that myself and Matt Drudge have been basically investigated and surveilled and are in secret documents concerning the TSA, because we've been covering their out-of-control violations of the Fourth Amendment and conditioning the public to basically be slaves. But then today, I'm watching his speech while I'm live on the radio playing it, and he talks about these pundits out there who just want to make money. And they say that, you know, we're tyrants who want to enslave you.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever. The only way we will be able to change is if their audience, their constituents, their membership says this time must be different.
It was incredible. He was clearly going after pundits, talk radio host, chief among them myself. And it's just really bizarre. I mean, I've had the White House respond to us before on their plans to shut down coal power plants and a few other issues, but this is one of his big initiatives to disarm us. And he said in the past he wanted to disarm us as a state senator. Then as candidate Obama in 2008, he said, I'll never try to take your guns. That is a conspiracy theory. And so now he's back with 23 executive orders and all the rest of it. Dianne Feinstein's on record, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready, we're coming for your guns. And now, out of all these people out there, he's having to respond to me. And why is that? Because I tell it like it is, and we have tens of millions of viewers and readers and people that listen to the radio show. It's over 15 million a week. And their entire paper tiger facade corporate media, the top shows on MSNBC have a million. CNN, a half a million. Piers Morgan's ratings doubled all week after I was on. And it's not that I'm something special. It's that people are sick of these establishment mouthpieces reading off teleprompters. So the good news is we're having an effect. They're having to respond. Now, again, you just saw that clip of the president where he's saying these pundits and others, he's going after people, implying we're crazy to say that tyrants want our guns. All of our founding fathers said that. Federal court rulings have stated that. We have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from street thugs and government. That's on record. But they're trying to act like that's crazy. In closing, we know that Obama is deceptive. We know he's lied about everything across the board. I mean, he told poor people he wouldn't raise their taxes, and that's who they targeted.
And I can make a firm pledge, under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax.
All right, we'll be back. That's only 5 minutes of the 14-minute video. It's powerful. Obama responds to Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Get it out there. All right, let's move quickly through your calls. We got a guest in studio. We'll also take calls while our guest is here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jacob in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Great fan of yours. I just started to watch you yesterday. So,
thank you, brother.
Really good stuff you're talking about. But what Obama did really upset me with the kids. I mean, I grown up around guns, so I don't see anything wrong with them. Never have. Like I think I shot a shotgun when I was 5. That was fun. But it's just horrible what's going on right now, and why is it going on?
We shouldn't be on the defensive. They're trying to tell law-abiding citizens who have gotten armed the last 20 years that we're bad because violent crime with guns has dropped 49% FBI statistics gathered from local communities. Those are very accurate statistics because they're very diverse. They're collated by a lot of different groups and double-checked. They're very upset that overall violent crime has dropped 21%. And so they're telling us we killed kids. I mean, if my neighbor came to my house and said, hey, you know, you kill kids, I'd say, get off my porch, crazy man. I mean, they're here telling us we're guilty, so we've got to submit to them because he's up there high-fiving the kids. And I mean, it's unbelievable. It's Jerry Springer-level baloney. And I appreciate your call, Jacob. The reason they are doing this, to answer your question, is they're going to drop the economy. The country's already falling apart. They're looting everything. They're raising taxes. They know less revenue is going to come in from that. They want to bankrupt us. They want to collectivize us. They do this on purpose. They're very bad people. They told poor folks they were going to get a tax cut and they increased their taxes. I mean, that's cold-blooded even for dictators. A lot of dictators want to be popular and really actually cut taxes to get more money in so they can be the big shot. These people are sicko eugenicists, okay? They're not liberals, okay? I'm a liberal. I want you to live your life, be free, do what you want, as long as you leave other people alone. Libertarian. They're not libertarians. They're turds. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
So far, you've been doing a good job. I just wanted to bring up something that came out on Monday, apparently. There was a bill introduced that was originally called to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to allow a credit against tax for surrendering to authority certain assault weapons.
Yeah, no. I mean, I saw it. They're trying to get all this stuff passed in the last few years. Yeah, no. I mean, we know their plan. Yeah, that's it. You're right. They're set. They're trying to police. That's why the cops are finally waking up, because they're starting to get more and more of them training in gun confiscation. And the police, even if they're not moral, some of them, they know that is a very dangerous job. I mean, people are going to resist. It's guaranteed.
Well, I just hope an article gets written up on this, because it's pretty important. It shows how the IRS is going to be used, at least to kind of reimburse people for weapons that are taken, whether they're voluntarily or not.
Yeah, wasn't that introduced like 2 years ago and again last year? I mean, I'd forgotten about that, but I remember seeing that like a year ago, right?
I don't know, but it was introduced this Monday. It's H.R. 226.
H.R. Oh, I didn't know that. 226 and IRS... for confiscated guns. Holy Toledo. I mean, you know what's amazing about why I should take more calls? You guys always remind me of stuff I forgot about or things that I didn't know about. H.R. 226 IRS bill. And that's the full bill number? What's the title of the bill?
Well, they changed it here yesterday to Support Assault Firearms Elimination and Reduction for Our Streets Act. So in other words, short for that is Safer for Our Streets Act.
Oh, no, that's the SAFE Act. Okay, yeah, so they put it in the SAFE Act. Oh, wow. No, the SAFE Act is Obama's big omnibus nightmare like Obamacare. Oh, my goodness. See, folks, everybody better be analyzing these bills right now, because I had heard about this. I guess they put it in by itself before, where they make you turn your guns in, you get a tax deduction, and you're telling me it's been introduced in the SAFE Act. Wow. What subsection is that?
I just have a printout of information I tried to send you so I could get through to you on air. I found it on govtrack.us, and no. I found it on thomas.look.gov.
Yeah, that Library of Congress. Okay, wow, okay, I'm going to call Watson right now, or I can get a Don Salazar or one of my other writers on this. This is big. Anything else, sir?
14th. Nope, that's it. I mean, it's introduced January 14th, so that was Monday, H.R. 226.
Wow. Yeah, there it is. We just found it. To amend Title 18, the United States Code, provide a national standard in accordance with non-residents of the state may carry concealed firearms in the state. That's open to Congress. I think that may be an old HR. That's not the bill you're talking about, is it, sir?
I don't think so. You got to make sure and get the 113th Congress.
Yeah, 113th Congress, and you've got to get... Okay, thank you. We'll get it, sir. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was familiar with the bill that the last caller was talking about a few years ago when it was in there about guns surrendered, you get an IRS tax credit. We're reading over the bill right now, and We're going to confirm it. Kurt Nemo's on it. But if that's the case, this is even worse than I thought. An IRS tax credit. Because she's in the Feinstein bill, she says, oh, you got to come in and re-register guns, and then we'll decide if you can keep them. And we've got a forced buyback provision. Well, in H.R. 226 of the 113th Congress, in there to amend the Internal Revenue Code to allow a credit against tax for surrendering to authority certain assault weapons. Whoa! And that's for gun confiscation. But they always first have it voluntary, and then you get the tax credit to create the image of people turning their guns in. They've done this in country after country. I am very excited to have in studio the general manager of 1530 WCKG. And Matt, it is so good to have you here with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for your Southern hospitality. The people here are wonderful. Your staff has been amazing. We just had some food. You guys have been the greatest. I've been all over. I've talked to radio people. I've talked to TV people. I've been to their facilities. They're not always the nicest folks in the world. Everybody here is nice and a person first. And I think that's really important. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here, because, you know, we have this radio station. We put your show on, and 90% of the time, if you're a radio manager, you never meet Rush, Hannity, Savage, those folks. And, you don't ever know what's going on. And that's why I came here. I came here, to meet you and to meet your staff and see what happens behind the scenes of the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars, because we give a big part of our day to your show, Afternoon Drive.
How did you get into radio?
I was a kid with a dream out of high school. I started working my way up, interned, did a lot of the things that a lot of the folks around here are doing for you, ran and got coffee for a lot of the big shots, and it was music radio, and I saw where radio was going, and just worked my way up, and now I've gotten to the position to at least be able to put on things that are a little different than the average radio station, the average media outlet, not the same old five shows from the same three companies. And so on my station, we have Man Cow in the Morning. And I spoke to him Monday. I told him I was coming to see you. He gave me a call. And Alex Jones on in the afternoon. And it really gives us unique information to give to this audience in Chicago.
Well, I actually know, just through strange things, one guy who grew up around Rush Limbaugh. I know some other folks that know him pretty well. He's actually a pretty nice guy and plays golf all day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a real guy. Some of these guys, Michael Savage is a real guy in a lot of ways. He's pretty wild, I'm told.
Yeah.
But Man Cow, I've gotten to know him pretty well. He is a really smart fella.
He is. I've gone to church with him. I've had Pico and eaten chips and salsa with him, and we've spent some time together. And, you know, none of these radio folks are... None of these places are in operation, though. People don't realize. None of these media places that you go to. I recently did a whole junket a few months back. My little boy was screened at the TSA. And so I got calls from CNN, Inside Edition, Fox News. My little boy was on your website. He was the one in the wheelchair. He was the one that got screened on our
website. Well, what a small world. I was never even told that. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So... that happened. He's five now. That happened when he was three. I was in a bad spot because we're going to Disney and we're going through the whole thing. My wife's giving me the look like, don't blow this. And I'm going, well, I can't.
I'm
going
to be honest with you. I just interrupt, which I'm the king of. When I saw that video and how bummed out and scared he looked, because I know how my children are.
It makes me.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have relatives come they haven't seen in a year and my kids don't want to be next to them and one don't want to be hugged by them. Imagine these weirdos and outfits in there. Get away. Get by. Hold on. That was you. What a small world.
Yeah. Well, sadly, I let it happen. I let it happen because, you know, you go back in time and it's interesting to look back now. I let it happen. I put it online to share with my in-laws and my father. They had never seen the video. Monday morning, as soon as I put it on the internet on our YouTube channel and shared it with some friends and family, Fox, CNN, Inside Edition, you name it. And they all wanted to talk about it. And I thought, this is my chance. This is my chance to make up for not having done anything about it except videotape it when the thing happened. And you know what? I blew it. I blew it because I didn't do what you did on Piers Morgan. I didn't take the chance to go on and really break through and kind of, you know, wake people up. And I went on there. I went on there with my suit and my tie on. I stood in front of a green screen. They put pictures of Chicago behind me and did their whole hocus pocus. And then they used I was talking for 20 minutes. They used a 3-second clip and they said, well, this is what it used to be like. Now the TSA is better. This is what it's like now. And it was all steered government propaganda, except Fox and Friends, who actually kind of told the story a little bit. But all of them were that way. And so I wanted to see, as a guy who runs, you know, I'm telling people how great our station is and how great the hosts are, and I'm standing behind the content. I wanted to come and I wanted to see what's going on here, because I saw what was going on there. And people don't know what they do.
Tell folks what they do. And again, Matt Dubiel is here in studio. He's the general manager at 1530wckg.com. And every week we plug a couple of our affiliates. We try to learn something about it. Like if they have a podcast or they have an iPhone app, we plug that. Or if stations want me to cut liners for them, I'm trying to get all that done. Because I'm running. I'm not just a radio talk show host. And since you're here now, you've gotten the tour.
Yeah.
I want you to tell people what you've seen. But first, tell people what it's like behind the scenes at a big news operation. I'll tell you and then get your take. These are people on incredible power trips who think they're God. They are people that are totally cold. They are people that have a total agenda and know they're manipulating people. Now, that's TV. That's CNN. That's MSNBC. I've been there behind the scenes. I've had Nightline here, and we go to dinner with them. They go, yeah, we know how it is, but you're on your side. We're on our side. They're mercenaries. Talk radio, though, has been gotten the point in the economy where it's either a total standalone station with a few guys overworked, because of the economy, and then trying to get real news out. Or you've got some of the old line local news stations that still put out some real news. But still, it's more real. That's what's so great about talk radio, is it brings in personalities. I mean, Obama couldn't even read off a teleprompter the other day. The whole thing was teleprompter. Yeah. I'm up here. There's no teleprompter here. Yeah. I mean, I'm here. This is what I think. This is what I do. This is my passion. And that's why I love talk radio. And I'll tell you, talk radio people are not as arrogant. I've met some of the biggest talk radio hosts in the country. Usually they're like, don't tell anybody we're meeting because, you know, you're such a crazy guy. But, yeah, you know, that's fine. The point is, they're still real guys. They actually know what I'm saying is true, even if they won't go all the way, because they're reading all the same stuff. They've lived a life. That's what's so beautiful about talk radio, is that it's not perfect, but it's long form. It's real. Look, you're not going to be good in talk radio if you're not real. You're not going to be popular. They got some guys that can wing it with a bunch of guests and cue cards and kind of cobble through it, and they sound great. People don't want that in talk radio. They want people that really folks can connect. Man, this guy's telling me what he really thinks. This is a real person.
Yeah.
I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, it's intimate, and you're 100% right. And so I also did radio, and I did radio in my hometown on WGN. In fact, I did radio. I'm calling in to the radio show. I'm doing the midday show on GN while I'm sitting in the CNN bureau. They have these bureaus. When they don't have a full-blown studio in your market in Chicago, you go and they basically have a garage with a camera and a green screen. And so I'm waiting for CNN to tape me, and I'm doing an interview with WGN. And the interview with WGN was intimate and pure, and the guy was coming after me. He's a very liberal-leaning talk show host that now does a show in Minnesota, and a very nice guy, but he was coming after me. Oh, like I had something to gain. And I said, well, listen, I'm not selling a book about the TSA. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I'm just telling you what happened to me. And the radio interview was so intimate and so pure, he invited me to come down and do another segment. The television interviews were the opposite. And what they do is they bring you into a room. I talked to the producer for 20 minutes from CNN. She said that she was the producer. She wasn't. She was the person interviewing me. They were taping it the whole time, and I figured as much. But they had a green screen behind me, so they put the fake skyline of Chicago behind you because they got to show the people that are watching. You can't be in Chicago. If the skyline's not behind you, you couldn't possibly be in Chicago. We got to show you Chicago behind them. We got to play music underneath. We've got to do this whole sort of facade to make them, you know, send the message we want. And so the message from CNN was, TSA used to be bad, now it's good. We used to do this to kids, to elderly, so-and-so. The rules changed today, and now all hail the TSA. That was the message. And what I did, I brought somebody with me, and he videotaped all the things behind the scenes. And he videotaped all the things that I see here. Except what I'm seeing here, the magazine operation and the warehouse, this is a full-blown alternative media outlet to get info to the people.
Well, it's a military operation.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, we don't go around in uniforms and stuff, but we know we're about all there is against the globalist, and it's our responsibility. And not that we're great either. We're just saying God,
We even had a prayer before the show, and we don't usually do this, but it's just coming. We said, God, we're weak. We, you know, we don't do a perfect job. Help us be strong.
Yeah.
Because help us communicate, because we understand that's why I work 18 hours a day most days now, is because there's not any future if we don't win this.
No.
But I mean, you've seen the operation. What else did you see?
I thought that it was going to be big. I figured television. I mean, now I know where Glenn Beck gets all of his ideas. Because I saw the television studio, I saw the set, I see the radio area. I was telling your guys, you have such a, and girls, you have such a great staff, positive, focused, driven. They're all in sync. They're all focused on what everything is happening here. And I said, you know, in radio, most broadcasting companies that have 10 stations in Chicago don't have the tools and creativity that's at your disposal. And every room, you see it from room to room. You see the set for the TV, for the nightly news. You see the radio studios, the production facilities, the break room. And these people that are working with you have these tools. And I'm a little embarrassed, honestly, because I can't provide those tools to the people that are working with me. So,
but you've got the tool of your brain in the news articles and the analysis.
Exactly.
No, but we're just crawling. We haven't even gotten to the walking stage yet. Because we're always busy fighting the globalists, but I can get somebody in here who is kind of a halfway libertarian but out of college and doesn't even know if I'm for real. Within 6 months, it's almost like they're in the video game, but it's real, and the asteroids are coming in. They start shooting at them.
Yeah.
People start going, whoa, look, this is real? Oh my gosh, you know, I thought you were making it up that they're got black kids in New York killing them with pesticides and government tests. Well, I mean, here's the New York Daily News. I never heard about this. Because what we do is, I have a good memory, or at least I used to, we'll take one article and go, okay, now we're going to show you 10 other things that connect. And that's what they hate. They hate the connecting of the dots.
Yep.
You know, not just Obama says he wants to get, you know, I don't want to give you tyranny. But then we go, okay, well, what's this, you know, this and that. That's something so-called reporters never do.
No.
Because they've been taught the last 50 years, don't have your own view. Don't bring anything into it. Only this report. Well, that's not reporting. That's regurgitating. A real reporter is going in to find out what's behind it. Muckraking. That was the great journalism of 100 years ago. And I found all these big meetings on record where Robert Barron said publicly, we got to go buy up the media and shut this down. Because used to, it was 50,000 Alex Joneses running around.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think the establishment like that?
No. And what people don't realize is it's all a show. And you know, they treated me as though maybe I had something to sell because I was going and saying, I wish I had protected my son. I wish I had allowed this.
No. That's how they put it back on you. I mean, look, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm selling something. I sell what I believe in. I'm selling freedom to fund myself. I don't take the government line that in many cases funding you. They always use that thing.
Well,
I mean, I'd say, hey, you're getting paid money to sit here and spew what you're doing.
They're getting paid big money. They're getting paid 6 and 7 figures as the news person. In addition to that, they want more people to watch, because the more people that watch, the more the Pfizer can pay for their commercials.
For the Prozac.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they're trying to get ratings and more viewers to sell advertising. And why are they doing that? They're having me on to tell my story. But I'm the bad guy because, you know, I'm looking back and I'm thinking, man, I let that happen.
No. They know people are mad about TSA as well. So they have you on to get people to listen. And so they can then brainwash. So they get, you're mad about this? And then they try to knock you down
exactly.
While getting the audience. And that's why I didn't let, in fact, I wish I'd have been even meaner. Because I went in there, I had a chest cold, I didn't feel good, I was tired. And he was so sniveling, I just blew up at him. But then, you know, it turned out good because I think it really struck a chord. Now you got state reps, congressmen and women, all these sheriffs coming out and saying 1776.
Yeah.
And listen, gangsters, we know it's because you want to enslave us, to the point of Obama's got to respond.
My only regret in the Piers thing with you and CNN is that you didn't do more of the British accent. I would have really enjoyed just the back and forth of you doing the British voice with him, because as I go back and I watch that stuff, and we've got some of it on the radio station website as well, and it's just, it really, there's nothing he can say back. There's no defense. There's no retaliation. There's no retort from him whatsoever.
By the way, I'm not just saying this because you've got us on one of our most important stations. You know, we're on in Dallas. We're on in outside San Diego, outside L.A., a bunch of other big cities. But the point is, 50,000 watt we just got, places like, Fresno. I mean, just new affiliates every week.
That's
great. But you look like a TV anchor, man, and you sound awesome, and you're a patriot. I got Paul Watson sitting in and filling in tomorrow, and Mike Adams is going to be guest hosting via Skype. He's not going to be here. But, I mean, you're the type of guy that if you got an ISDN line and or good Skype for video, if you ever want to sit in, you know, once a month when I'm gone or got to do stuff, I'd love to have you on the show. I mean, I know you're busy running a radio station.
You know, and that's, God bless you for saying that. That's really nice of you. This is my general manager suit. And we all wear these costumes, you know? We wear costumes when we go out and I roller skate with my kids.
Yeah, but I should wear the costume. People take you more serious when you do, yeah.
Well, I did it specifically because I know that you dressed the way you did on CNN, because you were just, you didn't need to put on airs. You just needed to be you. But that guy sitting next to you did. He thought that he was better because he's, and I wanted just to let people see that, you know, this doesn't mean anything, but guys like this can sit next to and agree with some of the things that you're saying without putting their costumes on. I mean, I don't know what a Piers Morgan is, honestly. I know that he was on this reality show. They introduced him to America. Who gets a reality show when nobody in America knows you? It doesn't happen.
Well, he got fired for fake news. He was at the top of a giant hacking operation. I mean, they may indict him. He literally came here to get away from all this.
He did, but they introduced him into the media.
Like he was God.
Mainstream America, and then they put him on The Apprentice. And you've seen The Apprentice. Everybody on there is selling something or has something to promote. And then all of a sudden, after The Apprentice, Piers got his CNN job. And out was Larry King. And finally, people sort of knew who he was, but people don't know who this guy is. Who gets a show on a big network like that when nobody knows who you are? Fareed and Piers.
Fareed is part of the Bilderberg group.
These guys.
Fareed is really bad news. There.
But I mean, we've been in the media a long time. You have to prove it. Mancal Muller is, you know, one of the best.
He's been on since he was 15.
He's been on
Rush Limbaugh since he was 15.
They have a tough time. They've had to work their way through the ranks. These guys just all of a sudden just a guy, Fareed. Fareed's not good. He's a plagiarist.
No, exactly. I've been on air since 1995 and have had to crawl on my belly through just all sorts of indignant things. My first couple of years in radio, the general manager liked me, but he went to run the YMCA, and suddenly there were these new people that were like globalists, and they're like, you scum, you're nobody. We don't care if you have ratings and making us money. You watch it or you're gone. And I had to sit there and just to get the word out, okay, oh, yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, all the groveling I've had to do to just to even get here, and it's not like, oh, I'm a big shot. It's because I wanted to get in the face of tyrants because nobody else was doing it.
Yeah, and you have to play their game when they're pulling the strings. And if you don't, you get squashed unless you take matters into your own hands and build your own thing.
Well, that's why I did this. Plug the radio station. Everybody in Chicago has got to tune in. 1530WCKG.com.
Yeah, 1530WCKG.com. It comes in around the airport in Chicago. And our sponsor that made it possible in Chicago is RoyalVelvetNow.com. They've been huge. They're from Austin. And without them, I wouldn't be able to keep the lights on. So thank you.
Plug them again.
RoyalVelvetNow.com. Great people, great supplement. And we
got to support the stuff to support liberty. Matt Dubiel is our guest, and he's the general manager at 1530WCKG.com. And it was his son in the wheelchair that they separated from him and scared him and all that. I didn't even know that. I mean, what a small world. And we're on his fine station at 1530WCKG.com. And don't you have like iPhone apps and stuff too or something?
Yeah, there's a free app at 1530WCKG.com. Free app. You can get it in iTunes in the iPod store, the iTunes store. It's an Android app too. And you know, it's... you can, all the stuff is at the website, 1530WCKG.
And I'll say this, stations that put true constitutional libertarian radio on, you know, Glenn Beck's now the libertarian. Fine, I hope he actually becomes one and doesn't support torture and secret arrest and all this. People need to support libertarians and constitutionalists and need to support the stations, the affiliates, the sponsors, sponsor these shows because that's how we're growing. And because we've gone so far down this line, more people now realize, well, Alex Jones was right to a great extent. We better put him on air to fight this. And Matt was asking me during the break, he goes, are you planning on staying in the U.S.? Because he's obviously heard me talk about getting my family out. When I say all this horrible stuff's happening, every government wants to be a tyranny, as Lou Rockwell said. This is just history, founding father stuff. If you call it extremist, you have been brainwashed by the new socialist Borg. This is what kept America great, was keeping government small and jealously guarding our liberties. And I said, yes, I believe what I say is coming will happen if we don't fight back.
I mean, okay, so I'm here. I know how real this is, but they're not going to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a fight, like that sheriff said in the first hour. It's always a fight. It's not only evil people out there on the field. Your comments on that?
Well, I, American people, everyday people, and I'm an everyday person too. I've just gotten to see behind some of the curtains, and I know how the media business works. It doesn't make me better. Just I know this. And what I know is regular people, they need to take action. They don't know, always know how to take action. And listening to the program, going to Infowars.com, going to our radio station's website, those things are great. But at the end of the day, the thing that makes it possible, the reason why your show may not be on my station or somebody else's station is money, because you got to pay for it. And the best way to make those things happen is for them to support the advertisers that support these shows.
The globalists say they want to make us poor so nobody has money to protest them, so they own everything. People, you better support DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, 1530WCKG.com, the radio station you're listening to right now. Folks, support them. Go support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. This is a war, and wars need money.
They absolutely do. And the reason why you are able to do the thing, and there's nothing wrong with making money. There is something
wrong with
making money at the expense of other people.
That's right. And we've taken the money and put it back in here.
And that's, you know what? Media companies don't do this. Huge broadcasting companies don't do and reinvest the way that you are. And the reason why you can is because people will buy a video or a shirt or a water filter or whatever it is. They've got to do that stuff within their means. Be responsible. Don't go crazy, but do it within your means, because if you do that and that's all you do, you will help. You will help in some small way. The next thing I'd recommend to people to do is forget about Obama versus what's his face, the Mormon guy. Run for local office, help your local area, so that if things do get a little hinky, there's somebody there that it has a brain and can help things.
No, and that's happening. Absolutely.
It is, and it's not easy.
And well-spoken folks, do your own YouTube videos to prove it.
Yes.
Go to the local station and say, hey, I want to do 1 hour. Just try me one. See how I do one time.
Yeah.
Put them on. Pretty soon, you might be doing the morning show.
Right.
I mean, so much of life is just getting your foot in the door.
Yes. Get out there. Use the web. Stop, putting weird pictures on Facebook about something that doesn't matter. Use it to share with people and connect with people.
Folks, you better get active or lose everything. That you act like sheep, you're going to get overrun. We're going to do just a few more minutes of Overdrive to talk to Alan in Kentucky and a few others with our guests. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks. Yeah, see, right there, you guys were running the refeed over that. I could tell I was hearing two things, but that's good. Because we're into Overdrive, and it's fun to have that type of stuff going on. Let's jam in a few phone calls here. Alan in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, brother, how you doing? Listen, of course this happens when we have a visitor. Go ahead and kill it. Well, what that is you're running the first 5 minutes of the show right now. Just so you guys know, I'm just telling them. I'm not actually getting on them here. I'm telling them so they know what that is. That's from when I played that clip of Aaron at the beginning of the show. I'm going to got to go to 20 after now in Overdrive. I can't let the show end like this. We had like a big IT crash yesterday. This never happens. And then, but how is it running a news station? I know it's crazy, isn't it?
Your site was InfoWars down because of the traffic? Is that
well, we thought it was traffic at first, and a lot of it was traffic, but it was also a hack.
It's not even fair to say that I run a news organization. I run an AM radio station, but we do not. I mean, there's four people there at any given time. That's the most amount. You have an army of people. In fact, back when I was an intern and Mancow came to town, we had a sports station across the hall. We used to call it a boyquarium because all the windows, you could see all the young interns just buzzing around, making things happen. And that's what it's like here for people that can't see. There's just people everywhere doing stuff, all active all at once. You come to our station and the morning show is fed in. and the afternoon show is fed in from Austin. And so in between, we're doing what we can to support those shows, to get things up on the web, and to get sponsors that get it. You know, it's one thing for Rush Limbaugh to get a bakery to sponsor that show. It's not easy. It's another thing for somebody to get a bakery in Main Street, USA to sponsor a show that is saying, hey, things are wrong. It takes a special kind of advertiser to do that. So,
well, also what's happening is that, you know, people are intimidated by the system, but I've actually noticed now that the tyranny's so out in the open, people are really starting to actually go, you know what, it's time to stand up against this. Are you finding that?
It is, but you know, it's almost like you got to put up a bat signal beyond, you know, it's great to have a radio station. The next thing that I want to do in Chicagoland is I want to get a couple of billboards in really nice locations with either some of the artwork that you guys use promoting this show, almost like a bat signal to be like, to kind of wake people up and go, hey, there's something going on. Check out this billboard. Get a little conversation going about it in the market.
America's in trouble. Yeah. Find out why. Yeah,
exactly.
Or want to turn America around? It's on the radio now. Yeah.
The Joker picture, some of that stuff even. I mean, people, it takes things like that. They're used to seeing regular advertisements. They're used to seeing Subway or whatever it is. I saw a billboard on my way to the airport to come see you, and it was blurry on purpose. Blurry on purpose. You can't read it. And then as you get closer underneath, you say, think it's time to get your eyes checked. And it's like, wait a minute. My eyes are fine. You put up a billboard to make it look like my eyes are bad, to then get my attention, to then get me to consider going to whatever vision center it is.
Well, that's so. Like you might die of a heart attack. Go get it checked right now. They don't tell you that they're catching all these doctors putting stents in people that don't need them.
Yeah, yeah. So I want, you know, just like you guys take the things that they're doing and use them to get information. I think that's the next thing that we need to do in Chicago is put up 3 or 4 billboards in a few strategic places that really get people talking, shine the light on what's going on. And then what will happen is the guy that owns the bakery that will support this movement and the show and the station, et cetera, he'll find us and then we can talk and we can show him how great things
Absolutely. And again, the great part about live radio is our, one of our local affiliates, 590 AM. They've got all, that is an old fashioned big news thing with like 15 people in there. You know, you'll hear them play the traffic wrong or somebody's live on air that doesn't know it. That's what makes it so real. So, you know, the guys almost have a heart attack once a week when something screws up. And I'm like, hey, it's all right. It's interesting. And that's what makes it real. Now, I promise to go to your call, so be ready. Alan in Kentucky, we're going to go to you. And we're going to go to everybody else that's holding with our guest riding shotgun on the other side of this break. It is 1530WCKG.com, 1530WCKG.com. And wherever you are in the country, you can go get their free iPhone and Android app linked on their site right now. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Matt Dubiel is in studio. He is a general manager of our Chicago affiliate. And we're doing a few more segments here, taking your phone calls on this Thursday edition. Ladies and gentlemen, we confirmed a bill has been introduced and added into the big omnibus gun grab bill, saying that the IRS, the government, will order all semi-autos turned in. They're now just saying all handguns on CNN, and that they will then give you a tax credit for what they say it's worth. I mean, whoa, the confiscation mechanism is now being put in. I want to go to some of your phone calls. We've got the bill. Kurt Nimmo's doing an article on it right now. This is going to be breaking news because I went and looked. The gun sites don't even have this information, and we have confirmed it in the 113th Congress, introduced on Monday, and we're just learning about it on Thursday from a caller. Matt, where do you think all this is going?
It's scary because I think you're going to have your insurance companies ask you if you have a gun in the home. You're going to have doctor so-and-so, your pediatrician's going to ask you if you have a gun in the home. And what happens when I got little kids, I got 4 little kids. If somebody asked my kids a question, especially somebody in a position of authority, teacher, doctor, somebody, they're honest children. They're going to answer. And their answers could dictate the course of a path for that family that is very bad or very good. I mean, if
this is creepy government, yeah, like in every other authoritarian system, sticking its snout in there when they're the ones that disarmed the schools and advertised it as giant shooting zones. I mean, this is absolutely, totally off the charts. insane. And they're announcing a Homeland Security program to demonize gun owners and harass gun owners from 100 different angles. This is what I've been saying on air was really set up for, because I had their manuals. Yeah. They're just unveiling what was already there, Matt.
If you don't have a gun in the house, you're marked to be a victim. Like the newspaper display of all the houses that don't have guns. If you have one, you're crazy. So at some point, then you got to say, well, what do we say? Do we have guns in the house? Don't we have guns in the house? Are people going to even talk about having guns anymore? Are they going to be like the smokers that are in front of the office building that are now?
No, that's what the attorney general said. He said we have to make it look bad for the citizens to own guns, and we have to literally brainwash them, is the quote. But what you just said is key. Think about this, folks. Pinch yourselves. The government is sitting here right now in everybody's face attempting to tell you that you're bad, you're dirty, we're going to publish your name, we're going to ask your kids questions. This is outrageous bullying is what we're seeing.
And the problem is we don't ask questions. We don't ask questions about authority. I took my the little boy that was in the wheelchair video with the TSA, I took him to the doctor. We wanted to get a flu test just to see, we have to watch this. And the first thing the doctor asked me was, did he get a flu shot? And I said, no. Well, why not? Why not? What do you mean, why not? He just didn't. Now let's talk about, does he have a fever? Does he have this? So when the doctors make me, and I started to sweat a little bit. Well, I don't know. Did I do something wrong? Am I going to? So then what happens when they're asking, do you have a firearm in the house? Do you have this?
No. They're making you a suspect for something that's not even illegal. And listen, the flu shots have never been accurate for whatever the flu is. They lower your immunity. This is all a major government admissions. The insert says it can kill you. The insert says it can kill you, but they go, hey, you're going to take it or you're not taking your baby home.
Alex, every four of us had the flu. Four out of six of us had the flu 3 weeks ago. We went to the doctor. They tested us. We had the flu. We made it through in 4 days. And you know what they said? They said, well, you have flu A. And I said, okay, well, what difference does it make? They said, well, people that have been vaccinated typically have flu B. And I went, oh, interesting. So everybody that has been vaccinated has one kind of flu, and everybody that hasn't been vaccinated is getting another kind of flu.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, there's various viruses out there. There's thousands and thousands of flus. How do they know which one to inoculate you for that year? So, my point is, all four of us survived. We made it through. We had a fever. We got sick for a few days. We didn't send the kids to school. We didn't go to the store. We stayed away from people. And then when it was over, we got back to our lives.
But see, that's that guilt thing that you're going to make them sick. Well, if they've had the vaccine, it can paralyze you and cause permanent narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré. I mean, this is all admitted. And that's what's so frustrating to me, is that it just gets worse and worse as a society. Let's jam in some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Kentucky. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
You're quickly becoming you probably are the leader of the people that have woke up there in Kentucky for information. I just wanted to bring something to your attention and your guests' attention. I'd like to see people kick it around a little bit. There are some of us that are on psychotropic drugs. You know, I've been on psychotropic drugs for 20 years. I've had a gun that whole time. I haven't shot anybody. I haven't pointed a gun at anybody. I haven't had a problem, which I'm proud that I didn't. But if somebody doesn't step up and say, look, we've got to find a way to see whether these people are competent or not, some kind of a real way of doing it. There's going to be people that will not go that need help, and there's going to be people that need help that will stop going. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Well, what's happening is we're already chemically imbalanced from all the additives in the food. And so I'm not saying that out of the, 60 million people on some type of psychotropic, it hasn't actually helped somebody. Most people can take LSD and not jump off cliffs, stab their wife. But still, LSD is a very dangerous drug because some people are going to have a bad trip and they're going to kill their neighbors. And these are in that class. And see, it's one thing if you maybe had a chemical issue and they put you on a drug that actually helped you as an individual. Different strokes for different folks. I'm a libertarian. I say decriminalize all this stuff. My issue is,
They put 67% of foster kids on psychotropics on average nationwide. And the average is on 7 drugs. Now, these kids are bombed out of their brain. And most of these mass shooters, it turns out the Batman guy was on 5 drugs, what they're now learning. 5 psychotropics. Oh, this one made you crazy. Let's put more. So I'm not saying some people can drink whiskey and be nice. Some people drink whiskey and they beat their wife.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't need to be drinking. So what I'm saying is the drugs definitely are tied to the mass shootings. Okay? And so stop blaming my guns, an inanimate object. Start blaming high-powered drugs on it. Your comment on that.
Well, yeah. People have said it before. You take away the cars then. Well, they could drive and they could have a problem. They could stab it. I mean, there's people that are on psychotropic drugs. There's mothers. Oh, these stories break my heart where the mother drives the car with the kids into the lake. We had that happen in Chicago a few years ago.
Or chops their arms off of the meat cleaver. Always on it.
You can't. What are you going to do? Take everything away? Put everyone in a rubber room? You can't do that. What you can do is start at home. Don't feed your kids garbage. Don't drug your kids up. And take care of a home court first, and then worry about other people.
And notice how they're attacking the family right now. The family is the only thing in church that is holding things together. It's churches that go and bail people out of jail when they've been arrested for no reason. It's churches that were able, with the whole Hurricane Sandy, to hold things together. FEMA said close for bad weather. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a joke. I mean, it's families and churches, and they're the things under attack. What do all you yuppies think is going to happen when everything collapses? That's the end of your martini parties. It's the end of Sex in the City. Because I know there's a lot of women out there. I'm not blaming women. A lot of women are awake who are like, oh, I don't want to hear negative. Let's party. Let's have fun. The government's your friend. No, it's not, honey cake. It's not your friend. Comments on that.
My kids, I've fed them McDonald's. We're human beings. Every now and then we've given in and, oh, we go to McDonald's. I can tell when they eat that stuff because later on they're acting like they're not my kids.
No.
They're bouncing around.
We've been on the highway and fed a McDonald's and they act like demons that day.
And I come home and I go, well, what did they have? Oh, they had McDonald's. Oh. So no, everyone else is putting that stuff in their kids all the time. And then they go and they take them in and get them on ADHD meds or whatever. So take a step back, lead your family. And you're right. They want to tear up the family. They don't want strong men leading their family, and they don't want strong women with their strong men.
Who get that a strong family is a strong man?
They're teaching
women a strong family is a man who's following you.
Yeah, an emasculated man that's carrying, you know, her purse and following her around.
You see it everywhere, and these women are not happy.
Yeah, they're not, and the kids aren't happy, and because of that, folks are growing up with parents that are on the phone all the time. And we, you know what? We're human. We try and put the iPhones away later and not text.
We're all guilty of it, but at least you can be conscious of it.
You got to, because if you're not, then before you know it, it's going to spiral out of control. Well, and then you're going to be going, well, they should be doing this. They should be doing that. Well, wait a minute. Let's get our home turf in order first. Let's start at home.
Well, I'm really glad you came to visit me. I'm impressed, man. What a great general manager of our Chicago station. Thank you, Alan. We're not blaming anybody on psychotropics. Okay, I just that you shouldn't put young devil worshipers on it.
Right.
Because it's young devil worshipers in every case on this that do it. Let's talk to Josh in Wisconsin. Josh, you're on the air.
Hi there, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be on air with you. I know you ain't got much time. I had called you last month about a gun on, you know, Mr. Obama's thing and all this chaos, but I called you last month about it, and the day I got out of incarceration, I ended up, thank God, I ended up talking to you that day. And well, needless to say, I'm just hoping that I'd be able to get my gun back. I've been pinpointed for the last, you know, month.
Yeah, what's happening is a lot of people are being arrested for petty things. In some of these bills, they talk about, we may just take your gun and never give it back for no reason. It's like these random investigations. They're going to start persecuting gun owners like we're Al-Qaeda. I appreciate your call, sir. I don't actually remember your exact story. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to visit the website, 1530wckg.com. It's got free iPhone apps. Where you can pick up all the great shows that are there, including mine. And we just appreciate you carrying the show live, Matt. Very exciting.
We appreciate you doing the show. You know, if you didn't do it, we'd have to choose from all the other garbage that's out there that's the same, right and left, political, Republican, Democrat. And it's nice to have an alternative to that.
Coming up next, we've got the Kentucky sheriff.
the amazing patriot, and he's warning of civil war if they try to take the guns. He's coming on, and we've got the article up at Infowars.com, gun confiscation bill introduced in Congress, IRS credit to citizens who allow government to confiscate their firearms.